For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. It's another fun episode. Lots to talk about. NBA playoffs, UFC fight coming up, that garbage boxing match. So much to talk about, but, you know, I mean, so what'd you guys do this week? Anything exciting?
I was supposed to do a podcast with Boon Shakalaka.
Oh, I can't believe that didn't happen.
We're in a big
fight
now.
He's all mad at him that he flaked. I'm like, what do you expect?
I can't believe the somewhat homeless guy.
It's the one thing he didn't.
Tranny didn't show up.
He's great for that. But don't worry, we replaced him with Schizophrenic Surfer.
Who will always be there.
Joining us in studio is a very funny comic we worked in. Where we work?
Sacramento.
He worked in San Fran for a while.
Yes.
Out of Cleveland and joined the NBA. Sal Kalani.
There it is. Thank you, Sam.
Did it.
Thank you. Thank you. Perfect.
Why do I think every Italian, you're Italian, right?
Yes.
Is from Chicago.
Well, that's like Cleveland's big brother.
It is, so, right?
Yeah, it's very, there's a lot of mob still.
I love
Chicago.
Cleveland. I think Cleveland's completely underrated.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean,
Cleveland loves the shit on itself. That's
it does,
because,
you know, one of the greatest sports towns, I think, in the country, for sure. Because there's nothing else going on.
I don't know, man. I think the teams have to win to say it's a great sports
town. My point is they're great that they keep showing up.
I don't think so.
Okay.
To be a great sports town, you have to win to be a great sports town?
I think there's got to be a history of winning.
What about then Oakland?
Can't be like, we've lost all the time! Yeah!
But, I mean, I think you could still, like, I mean, you could look at, take away the Bulls, even before they were winning and had that run, you really have one Super Bowl with the Bears.
True.
And that's a great sports town. I mean, Chicago Cubs games were always sold out for 100 years, and they didn't win shit.
Okay, I'll take it back.
I'm saying
Cleveland is not Chicago. I love Cleveland.
Can we say that last sentence?
I'll take Cleveland over Chicago. I love Chicago. I just think it's too politically correct, and it annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah.
You have Chirac 10 miles away from this club I'm playing, and people are complaining about dick jokes. It's like people are getting shot at a war zone clip. And you worried about words?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Cleveland's great because people come to laugh, they get it, and the chicks put out.
They're great people.
They are fat bottom girls. It is the home of rock and roll.
Well, it's steak and taters, bro.
So you got a CD coming out.
I got an album coming out called Little Dago. Pre-sales go out on Friday, and then May 19th is the official release.
Why do they call Italians Dagos?
You know, I don't know. That's like our buddy. Kind of like my dad used to say that whenever you see like a little baby Italian, hey, look at that little Dago. And that's where I picked it up. I remember one time he told me to go get these little pizza bagels they sold at the West Side Market, downtown Cleveland. And I didn't know what they were called. I was like, what are they called? He's like, oh, they're called little Dagos. Go get one. And then I go, these two Italian guys are serving it. And I'm like, hey, can I get two little Dagos? Like, what the fuck did you just say?
When I was a kid, the next door neighbor to me was Tony Sinaccio. And he said, hey, listen. If anyone ever, because I'm half Italian, he goes, if anyone ever calls you WAP, you fight them.
WAP's the bad one.
And I go, why? He goes, I don't know. But you fight them.
One of my best friend's nickname is WAP.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he Italian?
Very Italian.
Wow.
From Chicago.
So it's
I didn't know his real name for the first 4 or 5 years I knew him.
They called him WAP.
Yeah, why
he
WAP?
Calls him. I don't know. I mean, that's.
So you go, hey, I'm WAP.
Yeah, that's just
who
what everybody called him.
Pigs in the blanket.
Never really said that. Ari,
never
Ari
said
hit him up.
Contestant?
Ari's ready, he said.
So when's your album come out?
Officially May 19th, and then this Friday, May 12th, pre-sales start.
Boom!
I'm going to go right on iTunes. It's right there.
Push it. Push it.
Thank you, buddy.
What's the big joke on there? What's the big...
Well, I have a great... Well, the biggest one, probably one of my favorites, is I talk about this mule ride I took in Grand Canyon, and this mule almost murdered me. And it was great. And the thing was about to run off the edge, and I was trying to get the guy's attention. That's a great story. I got a story about I worked with Spike Lee when I did. I'm in an NBA 2K game, and he was a director, so I have a whole story about that.
Are you the guy changing the stands?
No, I'm the UConn recruiter. So I'm the recruiter in the little video game movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And, residuals like a motherfucker?
No residuals, baby.
UConn guys that was... paying the bills?
No, they're making, man. People ask me that all the time. I'm like, the video game industry is way bigger than the film industry.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you know how big I would be if I was getting residual? I was like,
dude,
fuck.
They have openings of billions of dollars for video games.
Yeah, it's insane, especially that game.
If movie opened at $1 billion, it would be considered the greatest movie ever of all time.
Yeah.
My buddy Nick Youssef is in one of those video games.
What does he play?
A few years ago, well, like a mobster kind of a guy. It was almost like a Grand Theft Auto for the mob kind of a game.
For hipsters?
So you would find, you could find Nick, and then you could kill Nick. But it was only a certain way you could find
him. I'd like to play it.
I'll find out what it's called. I'll ask him, because this was 4 years ago.
He said a birthday,
but
right?
I just rented the game, and then I would just repeatedly kill him and just send him videos of me killing him repeatedly.
That's awesome.
That's the only reason I had the game for 2 days.
That's awesome.
Was to just repeatedly kill him in different ways.
So what do you play, Xbox, or what do you play?
That was back in the PlayStation 3 days.
I still have.
That was the last time I was in. PlayStation 3 was my last go at it. Ari said he's ready if we're going to hit him up.
The queen is ready. Then let's do
I mean,
this.
We totally don't
Get
have
the,
to.
Get the Harry's re ready.
We don't need to call Ari.
Hey, the queen is ready.
What was I saying? What did you ask me?
Oh, I said I still have a PlayStation
3. Oh, yeah. That was the last time I was in video games was PlayStation 3.
It got too much with the controllers. You have to be Edward.
The only reason I had it was for Madden.
Real story on Kurt.
Have we started yet?
Yes, we have started.
Have we started? Because Kurt's going to tell a story that he can't tell on air.
Okay. Well, we started. What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
Why can't you tell it on air?
This is Punch Drunk
Sports.
Why can't you tell it on air?
Because it's talking shit about specific people.
Okay.
Change their names with Ari.
I'll see you guys later.
What are you worried at? What's he worried Tony Hinchcliffe's going to burn his ruin his career in Hollywood? Why won't he say the names?
It's just like talking shit about comics, like, you know, comics
not
fighting.
Not needlessly create a problem that would haunt you later, I guess.
Yeah. That's the reason. And no one's asking him about it. It's just
zero
like,
benefit to...
What is that? Is that a podcast?
Yeah, it's a podcast. It's a thing kids do out here. It's a lot of fun.
Sean Donnelly.
Oh, Sean Donnelly. You look like Kyle Kinane's brother. Like Kyle Kinane's brother just wanted to become a minister. That's what you look like.
I do. You're
You've
right.
You've heard that before, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, so you're now I'm not original on my podcast. Okay.
You're wearing the Punch Drunk shirt. That's nice.
Yeah, it's called promotion. Ari, you should try it once in a while for the show, you know? Really would help the show if you promoted it once.
I got a good shirt for next week for somebody sent me for the NBA draft lottery.
What is it?
Yeah, come on.
I'll show you next week.
So, was this a writing meet? Do you have a writing meet? Yeah. Are you guys just hanging out? What was this like? Is this a log cabin Republicans meeting? What are you guys doing here?
Oh, we did a podcast, but I wrapped it up so we can do this one.
Oh, look Punch at you! Line. You're a podcasting machine.
Oh, then I got run from here to Bobby Kelly's podcast.
Oh, nice. Snaps. You're in high
demand. Mark Norman, by the way.
Hey, your CD, how'd your congrats on your special?
Hey, thanks, man.
This Friday night.
It came out last Friday. Awesome. Congrats, dude. That's great.
Thank you. Comedy Central, midnight. Don't Boom. Be yourself.
Boom.
Thank you. Boom, indeed.
We will tweet it.
All right. It's a podcast.
Yes. All right. Have a good one.
Ari, what were you and your New York friends talking about? How shitty LA comedy is?
No, we were actually doing a podcast about balding.
Okay. Bye. About balding?
Yeah. Oh, Triple A, I recommended you to some club, but they wrote me in mid-January, and I just wrote them back.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you. It's the thought that matters.
Should we have him here? And it's like, oh, fuck.
Let me go. Let me go. I'll rock. So
I know,
hard.
I said that. That's what I said. I'm like, he'll kill. I told him.
Exactly. Like, I got a new Christian hour. What? People love it. Just tell him about believing in the Lord.
Yeah.
So we have Sal's in here. He's got a CD coming out. It's about being a fucking wop.
Sal Canino?
No. Kalani. It's Italian, which is what all Jews want to be.
That's not true. That's not true. Yeah, one Jew does not want to be that. They're the worst of the whites.
Whoa. Worse than what? Irish?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Worse than Armenians?
When's the last time an Irish got... Armenians are the worst of the Arabs.
No, we're white, fuckhead. We're from the Caucasus Mountains. We're Christians. We're from the place where Caucasians are from.
As the only white guy on the show,
yes.
I'm going to say Armenians, we would not consider you white.
No,
you're barely white. Barely white. But I would skew you Arab. You're white trash.
You hate the Jews.
I would skew you Arab. But I would still call him white.
Doesn't mean you're not.
If I saw a Jew in an elevator, I'd be like, a couple of white guys in an elevator. I would consider you other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like those Egyptians.
Question mark.
I'm not Arab. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Remember when it was crazy back in the day where, like, if you were Italian, you didn't date an Irish?
Oh, yeah. I remember Joe Barnick said this to me. The two things that changed the view of Italians are World War II, as they fought with the whites.
And black pussy.
Joe DiMaggio.
Ah.
DiMaggio.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Never going to break that record.
Speaking of famous athletes, what have you been up to, Fight Nanny? Anything new going on?
You're fucking a lot of dick.
No.
Hi, Ari. I missed you.
I missed you, too.
Aw. That was, like, the nicest we've ever been.
That literally was Mr. Warmth right there.
Tebow.
What?
That? I said I was talking to Tebow.
Aw, there he is.
So, you hung out with Nick Diaz all weekend. How was that?
Did you really?
Yeah.
I did. We went to Las Vegas together for 8 days.
Whoa. Where'd you stay?
What? Wait, yep. What?
And went to the Canelo Alvarez Chavez fight.
With
what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
This is my life.
There's
now,
a UFC fighter named Nick Diaz. We have guys call in acting like him. Well, the real one. He took me to Vegas for eight days. To fight Nanny's DM.
He did. How did you know?
Because I'm a grown man in society. What are you talking about? That's what we do. We slip in your DM.
He's heard of the show, Ari, and he really did hit me up, and we hung out in L.A. a couple weeks ago, and then I
knew
with
who
him
to fight Nanny was.
He knows who he knows who I am.
He knows who all of us are.
He knows who we all are.
Oh, he knows who you are for sure.
Wait, Nick Diaz or Nate Diaz?
Nate Diaz.
The one.
Nate has a girlfriend who she's also now friends with.
Yeah, I went to the fights with Nate and his girlfriend, me and Nick, and it was really fun and crazy. It was
really?
A crazy week.
What did the Diaz do for fun? Smoke weed?
Whatever they want.
I get it.
Whatever they want.
I
remember a long time ago, I'm friends with Kit Cope. We had a TV show. They're close with Kit Cope. They came. They were the nicest guys.
Nick and Nate are honestly the nicest people ever. Like, their image... I'm shocked. Like, they're so
They just
sweet.
Sell fights.
They
that's
like
what they do.
The way they talk though about like MMA, they really do hate it. That's not like
Well,
I
get it because
about.
A lot of those guys do.
They hate it.
They look at boxing, these guys are making insane numbers.
Yeah.
Insane numbers.
I mean, look at the NFL. All those guys bitch about the Shield so much, and the only thing that saves them is that players union. And the UFC doesn't have one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They need one.
So it's even worse.
Ronda Rousey should have joined it on the way out.
Everybody in the NFL bitches about the NFL. They call it the No Fun League. It's not the fans. It's the players who call it that.
Yeah.
They get fined for everything they do, and they put they're all crippled at 50. They all are killing themselves.
Suits ruin everything. Suits literally ruin everything because they don't do what is right. For the most part, they do what they want to do.
But the UFC doesn't have that union fighting for them. So they're like, hey, man, you can fight this year once for $30,000on the undercard.
But boxing doesn't have a union.
I don't know if they do or they don't.
They don't. Right, Johnny?
I don't know. There's so many different.
Have you guys... Off air, have you guys asked her the obvious question?
Yes,
we've asked her. We can't.
We've been asked not to. Respect.
There's a lot of reasons.
Snitches get stitches, bitches.
And this time, that's very literal.
Yeah, and it could be a guy who could choke all of us. I mean, we could go one on five on one, we would still lose.
And disagree.
Brenton Bilcomb used to take wrestling, so he's our only hope.
There's not like a secret, Ari, but do you think like someone's gonna take me to Vegas for 8 days and like we're just you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, we know what happened. We don't have to brag. Unless you're gonna get really graphic, we don't need to hear.
That's so cool.
I'm
it is
happy,
really cool.
Right?
He says I can talk about some stuff, but I'm not allowed to like talk about a lot of stuff.
Who would be your equivalent in terms of famous people?
The gold standard.
It's gross.
What?
8 days in Vegas.
No shit.
Oh, my God. It's so hard. I'm dying, and I'm, like, so
healthy.
You
got
healthy.
Vegas AIDS.
I'm so healthy, and, like, I don't drink or do anything. And that's why he likes me, though. No, I didn't. No, they do, but, like, I don't. So he's just like, you're, like, this nice, normal, like, chill girl.
So you were a designated driver?
Well, no. We get driven around. And I'll tell you, like, when Nate showed up, it is way different. With me and Nick, it's pretty, like we go out all the time. But when Nate showed up, he showed up with...
I have a feeling you guys go in the fields and you just hold each other's hands and you swing around laughing.
He's actually very sweet and cute and romantic. He really is.
Dude, I'm a big fan, man.
But Nate rolled up with 34 people posse and, like, a bunch of bodyguards. And, like, once he got there, it was, like, way more chaotic. Like, it was just, like...
Yeah, 34 people showed up.
And, like, going to the fights with them... Crazy, just like interview after interview. And whose hotel were we at after?
Yeah, I'm pissed. You don't even know. But.
I don't know. So we went to the fight.
Who's this other guy
we
that fought?
The fights,
another
and I
hot
only
chick
know,
thing.
I only know who Canelo is.
Who's this other guy
we
that fought that Canelo guy?
We went
Chavez.
We went to his room because they're friends with him. They were upset he lost.
I don't think...
He was so nice. Like, his face was so swollen, and he was just smiling,
was?
But he couldn't even open
his
eyes.
Who
he
was?
Made a lot of cash that
who
Chavez
did?
Guy.
Wow. You went to his fucking room afterwards and just hung out.
I can't believe this is real. Yeah, I came home last night.
So what'd you do while you were there? How'd you... Because I know you are overanalyzing yourself. What did you do to blend in?
Honestly, though, because he has anxiety really bad, too, so it's like... It was really good because anytime I was feeling anxious, he could see it and he would come up and just like comfort me. So it was like a really good person to be with.
What a wonderful human.
But honestly, if people think I can't handle my anxiety, if I can go to like Vegas with Nick Diaz for 8 days and handle it, like I think I'm good.
I respect that.
I was at a pool
That's
party.
That's somebody's new drinking game. Wait. Somebody tweeted that every time Sam says, I respect that, or real quick, you have to do a shot.
I was at a pool party
well,
with
you're
him.
That
was
a funny face thing.
That's what
I
said.
Respect that.
That's what I said.
I was fully clothed, no makeup, at a pool party, and I was like, this is like not normal.
Did you shave downtown? Did you bleach? It was a big weekend.
I always keep it pretty.
You got to bleach, man. You got to bleach.
No, I looked fine. I ran out of clothes because I was only supposed to go for 3 days, and he kept saying stay longer, and then I ran out of clothes, and I had to go shopping. I had to go shopping and get,
well,
like,
you
eight
know,
more outfits.
Next time you got trimmed down there, you should use our good friends at Harry's Razors.
He needs a new razor. He stole my razor.
We're
Let's
get
him one.
Some.
Let's get him a razor.
We'll get him some.
He needs some.
Tell us about Howie's Harry's Razors.
I'll tell you about Howie's Razors, everybody.
Harry's Razors.
What do you want me to say about them, Sam? They're a great razor company, and here's what you can do with Puntrack. Let's see.
I love them, dude. That craftsmanship. You go to harrysrazors.com, right?
harrysrazors.com/Puntrack, and here's what that'll get you. That'll get you a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision edging blades with a lubricating strip, and trimmer blade, which is like the back end, the edging blade.
It's craftsmanship.
Shave gel and directions how to shave and how to not shave like an idiot.
Your grandpa
which
would
if you're,
use it.
Your grandpa would use it. And if you, if you're an idiot like any of us, this actually tells you even good ways to shave and
New
a travel
techniques.
Blade cover. It's a $13 value that you get for absolutely free. All you got to do is pay the shipping. So depending on where you live. Could be less than $3, should be less than
$3. $3!
And you get free razor, free gel, free razor blade cover, and...
It's just a whole kit.
A handle, and then when you order, the handle's really heavy, it feels really good in your hand.
It's good in case you get attacked, you can fight back with it.
You can fight back with it.
You can.
But then all they do is they just send you kits of blades. So you keep that. You keep the handle. You keep
it.
The cover.
I love
and
it.
And then all the blades come. So you don't even have to go. You don't have to run out of razors. You don't have to be like, oh, shit, now I got to swing by Walgreens. While it's locked up,
And like a crack addict, I go, hey, can daddy come over and help me get into the goddamn thing?
Yeah. It's no. It's too much time.
It's called the mailman. It's
mailman.
It just shows up at your house in your mailbox and you're set.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about
I
running out of them ever again.
I rock my back with it. It cleans your back really well.
What
Not
did
just
you do?
For your face. Clean your back.
You
too.
Shaved your back with it?
Yeah.
I was supposed to do it
weeks
on
ago,
air.
2 weeks ago I did it. So yeah. I
so it's ready to go again then.
Yeah,
weeks
it's
ago.
Back. It's back. It's back. It's,
and I got hit
it's
up
a
by
lot of shrubbery.
I got hit up by a lot of people on Twitter in the last week saying that not only did they because they like to go, hey, here's the difference of what you know, we get a lot usually with BetDSI, who we also love, you get, hey, thanks for the bet, got $10 free to gamble with, and then 3 days later, damn it, I lost.
Right.
But you can't lose. This isn't gambling.
Yeah.
This
All
isn't gambling
is
because what I got a lot this week was people would tweet me pictures of they got it in the mail.
Oh, that's cool. Do
and
that.
And then they did. And then 2 days later, I got another tweet saying they loved it.
Yeah.
They didn't send me a tweet saying I lost.
Yeah.
I lost my razor. I don't like it. Anything like that. Everybody actually followed up a tweet to say, and when I say everybody, I got 5 or 6, but that's a lot for me.
Yeah.
I have the least amount of followers on the show.
Well, you know what they say? Each tweet represents 1 billion people.
Well,
that's a saying. That's a saying.
So then,
that's a saying.
Two planets worth of people liked Harry's razors.
Hey, Harry's razors. We're winners. Win.
So go to harrys.com/punchdrunk and sign up there. Give them your info. And for the price of the shipping, you are now addicted to a new razor.
Boom.
You're welcome.
Boom. So what do you guys want to get into?
What do you want?
I mean,
question.
Let's talk about
okay.
the fight.
Do you try to get Nick Diaz to do our podcast and we can just talk about pontoons and stuff? You don't have him to talk about stuff he's sick of talking
well,
about?
Well, he kind of made some jokes. He'll see. That's
yeah.
why I'm saying we have to
It
be
all
cool
depends on how we handle ourselves
yeah.
in the next couple of
Dude,
weeks.
We've yeah. planned this for 5 years. We planted the seed. This has been a work.
You guys really
you
did bring
that.
This like,
Tebow and I have been
fruition.
Planning this. Why do we think we get him to the Comedy Store? Why do we think we call
Because
you
of the Comedy
Nanny?
Store
all...
is why he hung out with me. Like
We have a we have a fucking tranny correspondent. We need a goddamn pontoon correspondent.
Yeah, we
no,
really
he'll,
do.
He'll,
well,
he'll
we have
do
two
it.
Of them.
He'll do it.
He'll do
it.
Just come on, dude. We'll talk shit.
Our billiards correspondent quit.
Who?
Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he was just going to be our billiards correspondent. Called
yeah,
his lines, talk pool.
Just talk about pool all the time. And everybody wanted to hear about everything else. He was going to talk about pool.
Yeah, he did it once. Great. He did it once.
Yeah, and it was a great episode. I still talk about it.
That was like the first week.
Ari, you loving the NBA playoffs? You hate them?
Oh, my God. Since the last time I talked to you guys... Utah has gotten into the second round and then gotten out of the second round.
Yep.
Yep. You know what this playoffs is? Old school coaches versus new school coaches. And the old school coaches are getting murdered. What you're seeing are the teams that put together a roster where you had a couple defensive stoppers and all this shit. Golden State's defense is completely based on how destructive their offense is. You go down, they shoot a three. You come back, you hit a two. You go back down, they hit another three. You miss a two. Now you're down 6-2.
Right.
And you're
Sorry.
Starting to press.
You can't miss.
Yeah, you
yeah. When they got down last year to like Golden State got down to Portland by like a couple times by like 15 points early, and you're like, well, it's Golden State, they'll come back, and they did come back. But when it happened the other way around, when Golden State went up 15, it was like, it's over.
Yeah.
It's done.
They just, I mean, dude, you're not supposed to have that many shooters on one team. And then to get Draymond Green in the second round and it pays
doubles.
Off. It's unbelievable.
Can I say something? I got a little beef with Ari. I listened to
oh,
y'all,
shit.
Y'all podcast.
Let me guess what it is. It's Join a fucking thump siege. Is that your beef?
The what?
Nothing.
I didn't hear what he said. No, the whole the asterisks that you want to put to Cleveland's 2016 championship.
Yeah, why, Ari?
Over the Draymond Green ball kicking incident.
I don't even think they should get a they should be
Why?
They should have
why?
Less
that was just
less
Jedi mind trick shit.
Then Bush should be a Heisman candidate.
Bush is the Heisman winner. They'll never give that trophy out. They should just give it back to him. It's completely stupid. He's the Heisman Trophy winner. What happened off the field has nothing to do with what he did on the field.
It changed the outcome of that series for no reason other than they wanted to give it to them. It was just dumb.
There's two things I say to it because I've heard this argument forever. I lived in San Francisco. People were bitching about it all the time. One, he played the other six and seven. And two, you can't
–
Like what?
Draymond, he played
game six and seven.
He was there.
Yeah, but game six was back in Cleveland.
Right.
So it shouldn't have ever gone there. And then once you win those two games, you have the momentum going into game seven.
But you're still
going home for game seven. And you're the team that won the most games during the regular season.
Should have been over in five.
Another thing is, you can't, unless the NBA had to step in.
No, LeBron James is so cerebral. He fucking got him kicked out. I would do it too.
Well, you can't kick someone in the balls three times in a week
really
and not get in trouble. Well, you
kicked really kick
that guy in
balls.
Fucking Oklahoma. He did.
He should have been. He should have been bounced the series before.
Right.
That kick is retarded.
Right. And this just was the third incident.
Then, not for that other one.
But even that,
just about trying to make Cleveland win, and they did it. Congratulations! They faked the win.
He played great in Game Seven. My whole point is, it was Steph Curry choking is the big thing. Steph Curry in Game Seven,
fourth quarter this year, dude.
3 points.
You put him in a position to do that.
This team is so much better than last year's team. It's unbelievable.
I'm not scared. When you got LeBron, you still got a puncher's chance.
Great. I think Kyrie Irving's great. I think Kevin Love's great. You guys got a great squad.
They're better than they were last year. Not as good as Kevin Durant, but the Warriors are way better.
They got rid of Andrew Bogut and they got rid of Harrison Barnes and they replaced him with Kevin Durant.
Right, right.
Now, the thing about Kevin Durant I want to watch, because suddenly Kevin Durant is a bad boy. I'm a bad boy. I'm talking shit. I'm telling mascots to get off the court. I'm just a shit talker. I want to see what he does against LeBron.
Right.
Is he a real tough guy?
I think he's hyping himself up for that matchup. I mean, you're seeing him throw elbows to the people's backs. He never plays like that. And I think he knows he's going to have to toughen up a lot to do this. And I think I had that thought watching that. And I'm like, this guy's psyching himself up for a fight where he's going to have to punch up if you want to play physical.
But he's going to have to. I mean, like, dude, he's talking smack to everybody. If he doesn't do it to LeBron, he's a pussy.
Right, right.
Draymond?
No, Kevin Durant. He's like a bad guy now. Like, do you know he has what they call office tattoos? Which is where your whole, like, midsection's tatted, and you don't do your arms. There's literally no room for any more tattoos. He is fully tatted on his gut, chest, and
back.
Why is he
hiding it?
Because he's trying to be a corporate guy.
Yeah, because if you get tattoos over your neck and stuff, you can't get a job.
Well, yeah, he's going to have a problem with that.
He really is going to have a problem finding work.
Man, really good point, Ari. Right. That's a point for you.
That's a point
for
you.
He's trying to be a corporate guy. You know, I don't know. We'll see, dude.
So you think it's the Warriors, no matter what?
I think it's gonna be a good. I think it's gonna be
because everyone thought they were gonna win last year. I'm not worried.
I don't know, man. I think the Clippers are gonna come back.
Is that team done? Are they blowing them up?
No. I'm gonna tell you something. I was talking to some people at the Time Store the other day. There are some interesting moves that could completely change the NBA, and if I was the NBA, I would make them happen. First, I would make Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, and Jimmy Butler change teams. I would make them, I would incentivize them to go to the Clippers, to the Wizards, and to the Celtics. Jimmy Butler to the Celtics, Paul George to the Wizards, or Carmelo Anthony to the Wizards, Paul George to us. Because that changes the landscape, dude. Now you got three more teams that could bang with Cleveland and with Golden State, dude.
Right.
See the...
Ow! Yeah.
Would you just breathe? Would you move? Did you pull a muscle? What'd you just do?
Oh, I bruised a fucking rib last week.
Yeah, that means you're dying, dude.
Dude, Tate Fletcher fucked my ribs up. I was fucked up for 2.5 weeks.
Oh, damn it. It hurts. I can't sleep.
It's the worst. You can't sleep. You can't laugh. You can't cough.
You can't jerk off.
Go get a massage. Massage it, dude. Go get a massage.
No, that hurt.
Went to the doctor. He's like, it's just going to take 2 weeks to heal.
Massage a bruise.
How?
A bruise. The last thing you want to do to a bruise is massage it.
You never know, dude. I definitely know.
So Ari, 100% know. There's no qualm about that. It's not a doctor in America that says, you know what you should do with that bruise, kid? Massage it and rub it really hard. You got to rub a bruise out.
Hey, Ari, how come you're not a Wizards fan?
I'm a Wizards sympathizer.
What does that mean?
It means, like, you know, I've always felt strongly about them, but I wasn't into basketball until the Hornets became a team, and then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get into basketball. I was sort of a half Celtics fan from North Carolina, but I wasn't that into it. And then when the Hornets came, I was like, cool, that's my new team, day one. And then, but I've always sort of like, you know, they're always losers. Wes Unseld had the longest tenure of any coach, I think, in history, not to make the playoffs. It was just bad, and you sort of feel for them. I don't want to say bleed for them, but
they're
like,
good, dude. They can give you guys problems. I don't think you're going to beat them, the Wizards. I think you're going to beat them, but they're going to give you problems. They're one good player away from being nasty. John Wall is nasty.
See them in the playoffs. I always love the Wizards.
It'd be gnarly if Durant went there.
They could get Paul George. Oh, I would love if Durant went there. I just think he's just like, why would I go work that hard?
I don't think the Wizards win two of those games.
Against the Cavs?
Yeah.
Do you think the Cavs sweep them?
I don't think they win
two
of
them. Five games at most.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Cavs are on.
They'll play them tough in all those games, but I don't think that goes six games.
LeBron James has to be HGH-ing. He has to be.
He's got the Mr. Freeze formula.
I know he's got that crackhead from his mom fucking energy.
What the heck? That's so old. But he's got the cryogenic chamber, bro. He knows how to take care of the body.
He does know. I mean, dude, the guy's, but he's definitely HGH-ing.
No, dude. He was like, he was a big, he was that size in high school.
No. Breaking news.
LeBron James is HGH.
I think he is.
Definitely. Let's lock it in.
I think he's juiced. Look how long he's been playing at super high level. I just think he's juiced.
It's come down to, though. You cannot say.
I'm fine with it.
You can't. Nobody that is ever going to be good from now on forever is going to be legitimately good.
I disagree with that.
Name me one.
He's like, what, 33 now?
32.
No, I'm saying.
32, been playing for a very long time at a very high level.
Tiger Woods, every boxer and MMA fighter that there's been.
Tiger Woods,
I'm just saying, from now on, it is impossible to get away with anything. So if you are competing at sports at a high level and you are so good, there's going to be enough people rooting through your piss and taking snapshots and pictures of you.
Yeah,
and you're going to get busted.
A lot of people are doing it because if you can cheat and get away with it, there's a lot of money in it. I would take HGH right now if I
my
could get
point
an HBO
is
special doing it.
My point is there always was. There always was.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was always, from Jordan before, was guilty of shit.
Yeah.
But no one was on Twitter.
Yeah.
The science technology wasn't there. No one was getting piss tested. I mean, they used to smoke and drink and probably do hardcore drugs during games.
Dude, I interviewed an MMA fighter 4 years ago on my podcast, something like that. And it was like, I was like, I think I might have asked him directly. It was like, have you ever taken like steroids? And he was just like, he was like, everybody's on steroids.
They all are. Why wouldn't you be?
It wasn't even like it wasn't like obviously not every single person, but he's like, they all do it, man. We all do it.
Why
you get
not?
Off it before the fight. It's not.
Hey, asshole, too pussy to do it. You're ruining our fun.
Yeah.
Let everybody juice up. This isn't amateurs. We're paying a lot of money to watch the best of the best. I want to see them juiced out of their skull, smoking fucking speed, being fucking nuts, and going crazy on everybody.
Taking boner pills. That's ridiculous.
I take boner pills because they're just at the counter at the gas station.
Which ones do you take in the gas station? I saw some.
I take the Black Rhino because it cracks me up.
The Black
Which
Rhino?
One?
It's called Black Rhino.
Black Rhino. I saw that. There's a few different kinds of Black Rhino.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
It's
called the
Red
Black
Band.
Rhino fucking
Red Band knows.
Red Band
and then some
Earl
of them say, like,
the best
no
one.
Burps or no, like, bad breath or something or no, like,
Earl,
yeah,
Earl takes, like, expensive good ones, though. Red Band knows the dirty trash ones to take.
Yeah.
Earl?
And it's just like the shit that's in Viagra plus other random shit.
Yeah, Red Band was telling me apparently those like 7-Eleven ones, what they do is they make a bunch, they sell them for a while, and it's like half what's in Viagra or Cialis. There's two different ones. It's half that, half the other, and then it's a bunch of, you know, vitamin C and a bunch of bullshit they can throw in there. They basically cut it with shit.
Yeah.
And then they sell them for like 11 months, a year, and then they get busted. And then, but they've already made their money, and then they come up with a new name for it and resell it, and it's the same thing.
Why is it illegal to sell boner pills?
Because you're not cutting in the pharmaceutical company that invented it.
It's just
a cash grab.
Even when it comes to my boner, Big Parm's fucking with my shit.
So then they basically have like a gestation period of a year
for the legal cease and desist to finally get to this company saying you've got to stop selling it. And in that time, they've already made $200 million at every 7-Eleven across America.
It's like Goodfellas where he buys the restaurant and then just robs the food out the back, charges up the credit cards, and then burn the place down.
It's exactly what it is.
Yes, exactly.
So those guys just know how to
beat the system. Was that Guineas doing that? Were the Guineas doing Goombas? Goombas?
Goodfellas, yeah.
The Goombas?
And he's trying to date this Jew broad.
This Jew broad. So who do you think wins Wizards Celtics? I think the Wizards pull it out.
Looks like the Wizards are pulling away.
I mean, the Celtics were underwhelming against, and if Rondo go down, they're not getting past.
They don't have a franchise player. They have three great players. Nope. They don't have a franchise player. They need like a Paul George or a what's his face for Chicago, because they're going to get the number one pick.
That doesn't matter though. What? The number one pick. Yeah. I'm sorry.
They're going to get the number one pick, and they'll trade it for either Paul George or Jimmy Butler.
I think Houston and Washington win. I think Cleveland wins. Golden State wins, and I think Golden State beats.
Houston's going to give.
I think Cleveland beats Golden State again.
Warriors have some problems, but they're still going to lose.
Which I think.
You think Warriors?
Maybe. I mean, when you see Harden go down for a minute, it's like, ooh, there's the end of that. But now he's fine.
Well, they're all one guy away from it being a fucking shit show.
Golden State.
Yeah, they are. They lose one of those guys against
they did, and they were killing it.
I say
they lost Kevin Durant. No, they were killing it.
I'm saying Golden State. Golden State loses. If I'm Cleveland and Durant goes down, it's a totally different series.
No, they actually went on a nice winning streak and beat them.
They should cut him then. They should cut Durant then.
No, but I'm not trying to be an asshole with you. They're so good and they're so deep they can withstand it. They actually went on like a 11-game winning streak and beat the Spurs twice in like a week without him. He's literally just jumping on the fucking bandwagon and collecting a fucking ring with these guys. They're good, dude. The Warriors are good. If they weren't the team in my division I fucking hate, I would love that. I love their style of basketball. They're going to change basketball because people are going to start shooting. Everybody hates jump shooting.
Everyone shoots threes.
Yeah, but eventually it's going to get to the point where you're going to be able to hit threes, but you're going to drive, too. It'll be a nice merge of both.
It's like an arms race right now where the Warriors have all the threes and the Cavs got three-point shooters.
You guys
have
to hit Curry. That's the only hope you have is hitting them. Hitting all those guys. Just getting nasty. Nobody gets nasty with the Warriors.
Right.
It's like they're Wayne Gretzky, and there's a gentleman's rule to treat them like fucking like princes. No, man. Hit them!
Yeah. Hit the prepubescent Curry. Hit skinny Durant. Iguodala is the one guy he'll hit back, and Draymond.
I've never seen a team throw up more shit shots that bank in with 2 seconds left on the shot clock than Golden State.
Dude, they're just assassins, both those guys.
But, I mean, a lot of those games, you got to admit, you're playing good D for 22 seconds, and with a hand in his face, 3 feet behind the three-point line, Durant banks a three-pointer in a four-point lead. Now they're up seven. You're like, you got to be kidding me with that shit.
They're just assassins, dude.
It is very frustrating.
Oklahoma fucked up. They should have traded Kevin Durant for Blake
Griffin.
Does
Oklahoma have Durant and Harden and Westbrook?
That's crazy.
And Ibaka.
That's when they went to the finals and lost to LeBron.
I remember when they got rid of Harden.
The owner's an idiot.
Saying, like, we can't keep him, we have to get rid of him. But it's like, why?
Well, that's because Westbrook was younger then, was coming up, and they're like, this guy's going to take over. We can't afford all three. We're going to go the younger guy with more upside and let Harden go.
They picked Ibaka over Harden. Remember? Because Ibaka was going to get paid.
Right.
And they picked Ibaka. And that was a giant fucking mistake.
Mm-hmm.
He was the defense anchor.
What?
He was the defensive
anchor, I'm on the Clippers. We have DeAndre Jordan. We're paying him $22 million to stand there and fill the lane in a jump shooting league. Well, it means nothing.
It wasn't as much of a jump.
He didn't play well this year?
No, he'll get first, second team, but his game doesn't fit the NBA anymore. That's why the Warriors give JaVale McGee a ham sandwich to play for them. Because you can put anybody there.
Right, you just need a body. But they didn't know that when 5 years ago when they made that move. You know, it wasn't a shooter's jump three all day like that.
Dude, my favorite JaVale McGee.
It's been a shooter's league for, I'd say 3 years.
Right.
I agree with that, but I think that's because there's so few centers. But if you do get a good center, I think they can dominate. You can run it through and no one can defend or, like, figure that out.
I think
out.
You're going to have both. I think you're going to have this amazing outside shooting and this dominant inside. Yeah, there will be another Shaq. But he's
going to get a couple shooters. We are fucking top four seed next year.
Who?
Pels.
You guys need a point guard? You guys need to call up the Timberwolves and go, listen, we have a coach that worked better with your team, and you have a coach that worked better with our team. Let's switch coaches. Tom Thibodeau should be working with Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
He's got that style, two bigs, old school style. And then Alvin Gentry is run and gun. And that those Timberwolves.
Gentry sucks.
Gentry
sucks.
He's the reason the Warriors have their offense that they do.
Well, he's not the reason the Pelicans are anywhere.
Well, yeah, man. They got rid of your old coach and the team went to shit.
He sucked too.
Who? Mo, what's his name?
Mo Williams?
No. Hey, I think you guys could be good. You just got to figure out how to have those two work together. And you guys need a point guard.
They'll figure that out. They'll figure that out in training camp for sure.
Do you think
a couple outside shooters to take some heat off them. But how are you going to guard both those guys? There's no team that can guard both of them. So
have to make Anthony Davis. The problem with Anthony Davis is that
his eyebrows.
There's no way to complete that sentence, to be honest.
His
he's
eyebrows.
Just lanky, dude, and he gets hurt a lot. And the more he's outside, the chance he could twitch something. Yeah, he did. He got hurt.
Do you think there'll be another center who could win four championships like Shaq?
Yeah. Yeah. The game will
not
change.
Now.
It will get to a point where you'll have the best of Golden State and the best of Shaq. And you'll have a little bit of guys who bang down low and shoot the three. It's the evolution of the game.
Or no, it'll go the other way too, where it'll be like in 20 years and he's going to be like 8'2". Right. He'll be like the first 8-footer in the NBA.
I wanted to make at gunpoint.
75 games played.
Yeah, he missed a couple. At gunpoint, I wanted to make Shaq fuck Lisa Leslie and have a 9-foot kid.
I will give you that argument, Ari.
What?
If he missed 7 games, that's
random.
That's everybody. That's going to be rested. Like Durant missed games.
Yes.
Durant was hurt.
Blake Griffin missed half the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can say that honestly about his eyebrows, though. The problem with him is his eyebrows. That is something you can honestly say.
That's why I won't fuck him.
You won't fuck Blake Griffin, Anthony Davis, because of his eyebrows?
There's no other reason.
Well, that's just racist, dude.
What if we swap out your asshole bleaching bet for he gets an eyebrow wax and then he gets to fuck you?
So I'm coming in.
I think he's slowly trimmed.
Dude, his eyebrows look like the bat symbol.
It's never going to catch on.
Hey, how are we going to get this anal bleacher?
I'm trying to get Ryan Keeley to come down to do it.
I already talked to her.
Okay, who?
Ryan Keeley.
Oh, Ari's going to be in studio?
Yep.
Yay. Aaron, are you excited?
Right. You'll remember. You know her. She's done a bunch of pods. She's real sweet, real nice. You'll know her. You see her. But anyway, that's what she's doing now. Apparently, it's a process. So you only can – maybe you will just start the process here, but then you have to keep applying it for like a month if you want a real serious bleaching.
But, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Yeah, but maybe you'll find yourself you really like it.
I wouldn't disagree. We look at your asshole a lot. It needs a bleaching.
Maybe you'll find that you really like it.
Oh, that's the problem. It's not the color.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. The color of blood red. Yeah,
but
that's
then
a problem.
Apparently, there's a process called sugaring that needs to be done right before you bleach.
Oh, yeah. So you got to.
Wait, what is
sugaring?
It?
Yeah, that's where they do a little bit of a wax.
It's like a hair removal.
To get the thing so the bleach
before the waxing.
No, that's going to rip him open.
No, it doesn't.
Do you know what we're doing here? Why are you sticking up for
him? It's not waxing.
Because I'm a nanny. I take care of people. I don't want him hurt.
Oh, you've changed. Ever since you went to Vegas, you changed. You just changed.
Hey, don't forget who butters your bread, lady.
I've always been a nanny that cares about everybody.
Yeah, that's why you quit your job to go to Vegas.
Oh, you quit? You left the children
Vegas. Threw her under the bus. Hey, I bet those kids, what if your kids die?
They're probably crying, wondering why they've been
abandoned.
Dead,
nanny.
Nobody understands. No.
You killed two billionaire six-year-olds.
I did not quit my job. I had a full-time job for a long time. Right now, I'm a temp nanny. So I quit a temp nanny job.
Hey, stop. All right, you're not Googling sugaring, are you?
I want to
Googling Ryan Keeley.
Sugaring sounds so sweet. Like, oh, yeah, sugar it, make it okay, so nice, not rip it all off.
A nice sweet sugaring, and then
sweet,
we'll
sugaring hair removal.
And
sugaring,
then we'll bleach your, then you bleach your asshole.
Do you know about Ari's asshole?
I do not know about Ari's
so
asshole.
So it's, he's got like
Ari's never
external
seen your asshole.
Hemorrhoids that hang out. Like, oh, really bad. So that's why I'm so concerned. You can't just wax it. It's not a normal asshole waxing. He's got a creature.
But you, yeah, you don't fucking pour. You don't pour it into his asshole.
It'll hurt.
Is it like when that weightlifter picked that up and ripped his rectum?
He'll show you. The fact that we're talking right now, he's getting it ready.
It looks like
his asshole fell out?
His guts fell out.
Oh, yeah, that was a great video.
Yeah. I remember.
What?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah, look it up.
Look that up. Look it up, dude. Look it up.
Papaya fell out of his ass.
What video?
Weightlifter.
That's a bad one.
Yeah, put that in.
So if it doesn't look that bad, I think Ari's all right.
No, what? It's bad.
If it doesn't look
Ari,
as bad
you
as
need
this.
To see your new belt.
Obviously.
Oh my god! I thought we were going to talk sports.
We are going to talk sports.
This
we
is bad. Sports.
Oh no! This is pretty much what we usually do.
This is so
it
gross.
It is a sport, though.
This is horrible, by the way.
Well, I don't want. What am I watching?
You just told him to pull it up.
I did tell him to do that. It's like when someone said, "Oh, somebody farted, you sniff."
Yeah, Olympic weight.
No, do that. Do that anal prolapse thing.
That's what they're doing right now. The weightlifter.
Okay.
It happens on TV.
Keep in mind, Ari says how awesome it is.
Oh, I can't. Wait, nothing.
What just happened?
He fell down.
Is that the one?
I don't think this is the one.
Oh, thank you. Don't worry about it. I don't want to watch it.
Everything was kept in the tights.
Oh, maybe it's coming here.
Oh,
maybe
man. Do we have
that was the preview to show what it's supposed to look like.
We just needed that. Show you what, I like the John Ross
like, it's
reactions.
Like,
I'm nervous.
This is how it should go.
Does it rip out of the
first
tights?
First of all, this guy
I'm
with this haircut.
Does it...
This guy?
Oh. He's got the kind of haircut of a guy that needs his asshole blown out. I'm just saying that.
What do you mean? He's hot. He's Mexican.
He's just like
there you go. There
I
we
just
go.
Like Mexicans.
No, they don't show it.
I'll show you. Here's the picture.
And he's walking with his ass clenched up like, mm-mm.
Okay. What did we just...
Well, Ari has a photo. Does he?
Yeah, I sent the photo.
I don't want to look at it. I don't want
to
look at it.
Who did you send it to?
I'm just disgusted.
I mean, this is great air of us watching videos that nothing ever happens on.
Johnny does this on purpose, I think, like a power trip.
I'm surprised. I thought it would.
You know, that's the Lord's way of telling us,
you don't
move along. Move along.
Give us 20 more tries.
Actually, we should just be quiet the whole time, too.
Yeah, let's do a moment of silence for Ari's asshole.
No, if you listen to it, it's all of us just, wait, what is that? I have never seen anything like that. Wow. Oh, my God. What? That's what it sounds like of us just doing that.
This
like,
guy?
What the fuck are they
is
watching?
No, this isn't it.
Oh, I can't watch this.
Yeah, this is, I'm out.
It was
I'm
like
out.
A very professional looking.
I'm out.
I sent you a picture.
Why we're watching this tonight at the Comedy Store is Comedy Chaos! Joe Rogan, Joey Diaz.
Can I look at the picture that he
sent on
your phone?
Are you
going
to be able to come help me?
Yeah.
When is it, tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Joey Diaz, Bert Kreischer, Al Magical, Tiffany Haddish, Joe Bartnick, Brandon Schaub, and myself.
Main room?
15 tickets left. Wow. Buy them now.
Main room tonight?
Main room.
What time?
8:30.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Perfect. Wait. Where are you going to be, Ari? What shows you got going on while we're looking for a wrestler's asshole?
May 27th, I'm at the Bell House in New York City doing a This Is Not Happening show. Tickets are $20. Get it, arishafir.com or the Bell House website. And then, like I said, June 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and June 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, This Is Not Happening tapings in Los Angeles. If you want to write to me, contact at rishafir.com and pick a show or two that you want to see. There's a 7:30.
I
want to
see the one that I'm on.
2092.
Ah. I'm going to record my crack smoking one and send it to you.
Please do.
I'm going to do that this weekend. Me smoking crack. Time I smoked crack with this guy. Tried to suck my dick.
I will be at the Comedy Store this week. Thursday, I'll be at the Garage on the West Side. That's next Thursday, not this Thursday. I'll be at the Garage in Culver City. I'll be at the Comedy Store this week. In 9 months, I'll be on Death's Doorstep. I'm at PJ Stanberry's this weekend, scratching off lottery tickets.
Yes!
And I'm back at Spoiler Alerts Comedy Club, where I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Star-Lord finds his dad, but don't worry, he dies in the end. Spoiler alert.
More.
That was a good movie, though.
Did you see it?
I loved it.
The second one?
I loved it. Why?
I haven't seen it.
What? I thought it was just like the first one rehashed.
Tell them more,
they
tell
rehashed
them
all the same jokes. But I also feel like the first one, nobody expected anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyone expected this?
I liked it.
I definitely thought the first one was better. But did you see the trailer for?
I didn't stay the whole time.
No, the beginning.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The Kingsman, the new Kingsman movie.
No,
fuck. The second Kingsman.
Dude, it looks incredible, bro. I loved the first one.
Oh, I loved it.
Can I tell you, the first one was amazing. The best money I've ever made in Hollywood, ever. In my time, was they sent me to do a promo video for The Kingsman. They sent me from Comedy Central, somebody from VH1, somebody from Spike. They sent us to England to go to spy school for fucking 5 days. And then we just had to watch the movie and make some dumb video that maybe 5,000 people saw.
Amazing.
That's badass.
It's so cool. And then you watch the movie, you're like, well, let's see this. And you watch the movie, you're like, oh, this is fucking great.
Dude, that fight scene in the church is one of the best fight scenes in a movie in forever. And no one really knew about that movie. Like, everybody saw it on, like, Netflix or HBO Go.
But that guy did, what other movie did he do that was really good, too?
The director or the actor?
Yeah, the director.
Because the actor was the guy that was in, what did he play? It was something really weird.
What was the one with the superhero and the girl?
Yeah, Eddie the Eagle. He played the handicapped ski jumper.
What?
Kick-Ass?
Yeah, that's right.
Kick-Ass 1 was good, too.
Great. Second one was okay.
Second one was all right. First one was insane.
Nick Cage.
So good.
But the sequel to The Kingsman looks like they like... That was a successful movie. Here's a shitload more money and, like, awesome characters to
be in. Do you feel that movies have gotten to a place where it's, like, when they visualize how great movies could get, like, we're there now? Like, Star Wars.
Yeah, and I'm worried that it's going to get too skewed the other way.
What do you mean?
Too much.
Like, everyone's wearing 3D glasses and your chair moves around and everything's all over. And you're like, oh, look up and look to the side. I know. That's why I'm afraid. And everything you read says that's what it's going to go to.
Well, the reason they do 3D movies is you can't pirate them. You can't go with your camera because it's a fuzzy thing. That's why they're making everything 3D. So you can't
that's
go with
it. That's not how people pirate them.
What?
Nobody pirates them off a fucking camera in the movie theater.
You're crazy, dude. Oh, of course they do.
No, you just get
that
a fucking
fire stick you have. It's like in some of the first ones up are from fucking guys who post.
Yeah, a lot
they
of
go
them
to
are,
camera.
You just skip through those ones, but
no. I've been downloading illegal shit for 15.
You're talking
not
crazy.
That not that
you're talking
anymore.
Crazy.
I know a guy.
Bag of bets. Bag of bets.
He's bad.
That's not the main shit, man. No, that's not what people are watching. People are watching copies of it, straight copies of the file.
John, thoughts.
I think you're right, Sam.
Thank you.
I know a guy in the bootleg biz, and I get
is that Uncle Rigatoni? Uncle Rigatoni?
No, it's like Southern guy, and he's in the it's from the South, and they got all the DVDs, they burn them. The preferred ones are the ones where you get those little samples that they send out before the movies. If you could burn those, but there are movies where people sit in the back with the camera. And
thank you.
People are watching anymore. That's fucking what they sell in China streets.
Thank you. It's so cool to win.
Oh, he said nothing. He said the
so cool to win. Where winners win. They win in L.A., not in New York, where they look like fucking Vice Holocaust reporters. Okay, winners
you
win
see
here.
Video or no?
No, we
stopped.
We saw the picture.
I saw the photo.
It looks like he just got fucking gangbanged by 37 black guys and his asshole just blew the fuck out.
Can I see the photo?
Like, right? They wouldn't show us. It looks like a bamboo. I mean, not bamboo. Yeah. I haven't slept in 8 days. What is that? What is that animal?
Bamboo.
What is the animal?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Why anyone help me?
A baboon. A baboon.
Not baboon.
Like, why would anyone help
baboon's
me?
Baboon.
Yeah, that looks like a male
he
baboon.
Got me.
Yeah,
that's what
she it was. Wasn't that far off. She's like an N.
Thanks, guys. I thought I was not that
okay.
bad either.
Hey, Ari, do you want to show Sal your new bell?
Well, my screen's not working. Call me right back, maybe. Call me right back and start this over.
Why?
Because my video's not working.
All right.
Yeah, you keep going in and out where that was weird. Candace, that was the one time it was okay to drop a hard N.
I've never said such a word.
Oh, man, that one podcast, you were just shit-faced and just dropping N-bombs.
I wasn't.
All right, how's the rib?
That picture I sent you on your phone?
Yeah, we saw it.
Which rib hurts?
Oh, my God, what the fuck?
Oh, I miss it.
Oh, what is? It looks like a...
Run your dog.
It's dead.
Looks like some dog chewed on it.
Yeah, it's probably
it's not
going
that bad.
See, you need a bleaching, Ari. You really? Oh, yeah. Ari, that is bad. Do you even wipe your ass? Do you even wash your ass?
It looks like the grossest pussy that you've ever seen.
Every week I wipe it.
Is it a hernia?
Every week?
It looks like
every
the grossest.
It used to be worse.
No matter what.
It used to be worse.
Does it hurt the shit?
Great.
Oh, yeah, it's got to.
He got surgery.
His asshole's like a volcano exploding with shit. It's just like sparks fly, lava, death.
A lot of splattering.
I think it looks fine. He usually like shits and stuff comes out and it's bloody. It looks great.
Those are hemorrhoids?
Yeah,
you're a real star fucker, okay? You're a real star fucker. You know?
I've seen it look bad. That looks healthy.
That looks healthy.
I tried to process foods in Southeast Asia.
She's right.
For Ari, that looks fine. Like, yeah. I've seen stuff hanging out pouring
since
out.
Since he got back, it's just now this gaping, gashing hole like a most disgusting pussy in the world. Before
like,
he left,
it
was at Barnacles.
Yeah.
And nothing at Barnacles. And he had a
not like
ring
before.
Of
yeah, that's
shit.
All I'm saying. It looks
there was
better.
A dark
it still
ring.
Looks bad, but it does look better. Yeah. It looks
your
bad.
Your asshole's like fucking Uranus. Just has a ring of fucking rocks and dust and just weird shit around your butthole. Jupiter. It's like Jupiter.
No rings on Jupiter, but Uranus does, yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah. And Saturn. All of the ringed planets
Jupiter,
are what your fucking
the red
turd
one
pictures
with
like.
The ring?
What's that?
I thought Jupiter was the red one with the
ring. Aaron,
Uranus
thoughts.
Looks like Uranus.
Which one's red with the ring?
Mars,
Saturn?
Mars is red.
No okay. rings.
Jupiter's the big one with the
Neptune
big dot
Neptune is blue
it.
With the ring?
Saturn Neptune is blue. Rings. Ring is upside down. Saturn,
go.
Big
I got,
rings.
I got that.
The rings of Saturn.
What color is Saturn?
You know what? People
many
say
colors.
We don't talk enough. Planets on this podcast, and we finally got in.
Do you remember when he didn't know you love space? That's like his number one interest, and like you didn't even know.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I don't know. I'm dad on this.
I'm
dad to everybody, and nobody tells me anything.
Oh,
well, there. There's the planets.
I was thinking Saturn, guys. And again, I haven't slept. I'm gonna stop talking.
What do you mean you haven't slept?
I haven't slept in many moons, and I went
straight.
What are
you, just downing Red Bulls?
Vegas, man. You just fucking party.
He
fucking
generally
party.
Goes to bed at 8 a.m. and is up at 11, and I have to accommodate
for 3 hours?
That lifestyle, yes.
Wow.
I'm out.
And then
I'm out.
Today,
I'm out.
I went back to work at the gym where I had to be at 5 a.m. after 8 days of that.
I'm out.
Not to mention that drive.
What?
I'm out. I can't hang out with Nick. I can't get 3 hours.
It's rough.
I do naps.
I would wake up sometimes, like, and I wasn't really drinking with, like, a bloody nose. And I was like, I need to go buy juice. So I kept going to a juice bar. I was just, like, dehydrated. I lived too healthy of a lifestyle for that.
Guys, I went to a concert this weekend. Ooh. I saw Perfect
Ooh.
Circle. I got the tickets.
I've seen
them
before. I saw them on Mushrooms.
Did you get tickets
in
on
Ottawa?
I've got SeatGeek. SeatGeek.
SeatGeek is what I
fuck
meant.
Fuck that click and the click there.
The only
podcast she's ever wanted to talk on, she's delirious.
Yeah.
Kill her mic.
Yeah, cut my mic for real.
So I go by the Hollywood Bowl and says Perfect Circle. I go on SeatGeek. They had tickets. $8 tickets on this
Whoa.
Thing.
To
see for what? Perfect Circle?
Yeah.
I got tickets. Adam Egan and I got tickets on SeatGeek for Granddaddy. And then I got them that night, and it was the first time I bought tickets on there. And I was, like, super excited because tickets were $28, and I got $20 off.
So I got tickets to see this band, which I love, for $8. Me, Galern, Adam's girlfriend, and the next, that, so at 10 o'clock at night did that. 2 a.m., I get a text from Galern. Bass player just died. They canceled the tour. Wow. 41 drops completely dead from a stroke.
Holy
pretty healthy
shit.
Guy.
Oh. Wow. Now,
and I don't mean this in any insulting way. I'm not even doing a goof, but like your exact height, body type, like. No, but I'm just saying, like a little bit big, like about my height, a little bit bigger than me, but not fat, not anything.
Dude, I've lost
healthy.
Weight.
I'm just saying.
I think I'm about 200 right now.
He's 6'2". 41 years old, 6 foot. That's what I mean. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just saying.
Probably genetics.
It wasn't like Ralphie May was their bass player. It wasn't like it was, you know, some 70-year-old. 41 years old, man. Massive stroke.
Guys, go to SeatGeek. Okay. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and you can get your tickets. $20. $20, oh, you get $20
yeah,
back.
Tom Petty tickets. You know, U2 is doing, U2, this whole tour is doing Joshua Tree, start to finish.
I think that's great. That's what Guns N' Roses should do. So you go there. Here's
what you should do.
Guys, go to SeatGeek.com. Sure, that's a great place to use it. If you're walking around with your laptop, if you're some sort of caveman, what you should do is go and get the app in the App Store. SeatGeek, easy app, load it in your phone. And then wherever you are, you can get your concert tickets. Doesn't
What's
matter if you're
code?
On the road.
Should we code?
Our
we
code is PUNCHDRUNK. So you go into settings, and right there it says promo code right in settings. Tap in that, put in the code PUNCHDRUNK, and what that
one
gets
word,
you is, I believe it's, that's a great question. I think it's two words, but if that doesn't work, try it as one, but I'm pretty positive it's two words, PUNCHDRUNK, and then that gets you $20 off of your first purchase. If you can find a concert, that
they
is $10,
everything.
You still
Sporting
got a $10 credit.
Concerts.
If you can find a concert that's $10, you still got a $10 credit.
$8 tickets for Perfect Circle.
Yep, and that would essentially it's a free concert with a $12 credit. I found $28 tickets, and I paid $8.
Jordan, our friend Jordan, use SeatGeek, use our promo code. He bought tickets for $10. They PayPal'd him $20.
Wow.
Yep. And you don't have to wait for shipping. Like, you can, you know, go to any of these other of these other, but any of these ticket websites, you got to pay shipping. You got to pay handling fees. You got to pay all this extra shit. You go to fucking Ticketmaster and all that kind of shit. You got to pay all these extra hidden fees. No hidden fees, man. What they tell you on there is what the price is. And take 20 off of that from your boys. A punch trunk, bitch!
Sam, I got to say.
Sucks with all those hidden fees. I hate them so much.
Yeah.
Dude, you're like, oh, wow, okay, tickets for that are $70. Let me get two of them. That's $140. And then it's like, that's $210. I only wanted two tickets, not three. Well, you got shipping, then you got handling, then you got the licensing. Who am I paying licensing to?
Yeah.
They tell me the tickets are fucking $99. Don't say $70.
No service fees. Who's servicing? There's not even a person I'm talking to.
You can't talk to a human being.
We love SeatGeek. It's easy to use. They send you your emails. You print them out. It's a great app. And, hey, dude, I go to a show every month with them now. I'll go see a show every
And you know
month.
What else it's secretly good
see
for?
See what shows are coming up.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just going to say.
How many months in a row have you done that?
Almost every month.
Wait, do you get $20
Wu-Tang last month,
just
this
the
month.
First time?
Just first time. When you sign up, you use PUNCHDRUNK, then you get 20. You don't get 20 every time. You really should quit talking today. And
no, but I just wish it was 20 every month.
Shut the fuck up! But you, shut up!
Oh, Jesus. Good. Let's shit on our sponsor. Just go fuck somebody on the road.
Hey, I'm going to that show right there.
Here's what
Which
you do.
One? Me first and the Gimme Gimmes, baby. Oh. Great fucking band.
Well, dude, that's what I was
buying your tickets?
My girl got them for me for my birthday.
Nice.
It's at, actually, it's the 13th. There's
Keep going down. Let's see what else is going on. There's some great concerts coming up.
I got to say, Perfect Circle.
Can you buy James Cannoli's new CD?
Yeah. Cannoli.
I mean, this is what it's good for, even though we're not really reading it. Wherever you are, you can.
Billy Joel, $18?
Look at that. Dodger Stadium. I'll go do that.
Wow. I mean, that's
sure.
the thing.
You can, that's next month, next week.
You don't have to go to a bunch of different websites and scroll around and be like, what concerts are coming up? You can just open up your SeatGeek app and look
I
at what's coming up
music.
In the next few weeks. So it's also, secretly, it slowly
See if
becomes...
See, they got UFC tickets for this fight coming up.
SeatGeek.
UFC in Dallas is this week. Are you excited, Tebow?
Yeah.
Sounds it.
I think Perfect Circle did one of the... Did they do the one of the, what I think is one of the worst covers in Imagine?
Yep.
I can't...
Dude, isn't it weird, Sam, how he just stands in the back?
He took down the sheet this time. I was going to go nuts. I'm like, I didn't pay to see you dance behind the sheet, asshole. Now, Tool's coming back to – he better not dance behind the sheet. Now, I know what happened. I mean, Perfect Circle's great, but people are Tool fans.
Right. That's what it is.
You know? And so people are like, okay, I saw my two Perfect Circles songs. I'm going to jet. Everybody started leaving early.
Did he do any Tool songs?
One. I forget which one, but he did one. But yeah, it was fun, dude. It was great, dude. I love the Hollywood Bowl. Great place to see a show.
You can't bring in the booze on a certain shows, though, right?
Yeah. I never know when that is, though.
It's usually the bigger concerts UFC? You can't.
What?
If it's a lease event, you can't.
Yeah, and most of the good ones are leased.
So what are the tickets here? So $93, $115. Dude, UFC could get expensive, man. So what is, like, ringside? What's ringside? Octagon side.
It can't go expensive.
That's why I don't ever really like to go. 600. It's better on TV anyway.
Shut up.
600. I'm glad Ari's back.
Do you
back.
See how when he said he missed me, I was like, what was that?
Hey, we got to keep you grounded, okay? It's going to go to your head. Hanging out with celebrities. Yeah, dude, it's at where the Mavericks play. They should have the fight in Cleveland. He's a huge draw in Cleveland.
Pull up the fight. We can keep looking for a seat for it for the next fucking 9 hours.
Cleveland can't afford those prices.
It's not the best audio.
I mean, let's see what we got here. So this is 211.
This is a good card.
Yeah, it is.
Who's on it?
Yeah, this is
The main fight.
Stipe Miocic and Junior Dos Santos.
Dos Santos. I like Miocic in that one. I like him.
I do too, but man, as we know with heavyweights, man.
Yo, he's got
anything
a shot.
Can happen, man. Anything can happen.
And UFC, Junior, what is it, 211?
Yeah, yep. And Junior is no stranger to the big fucking main fight with the strap on the line.
Yep.
On either side of having it or fighting for it. So
I'm sorry, did you say strap on?
Strap on. The strap on. Not strap on.
Yair Rodriguez and Frankie Edgar line. Should be a good fight, although you got to think Frankie Edgar is going to get killed.
He could. This could be one of those sacrifices to the, you know, to make the other guy a big name. That kid's pretty good. How tall is he?
Yair.
So here, hold on. Did they tell you how tall they are? Oh, yeah, there they are. So we got, they can't just
convert
say.
Convert it in inches.
They just can't say fucking 5'4 or whatever it is.
5'11.
5'11.
72
versus...
is 6 feet.
Yeah, versus 5'7".
Oh, this could be the end of Edgar.
I mean, I don't
but
know.
But we've been saying that for a while.
I don't know. I wouldn't count Edgar out in any way, shape,
I think
or form.
The interesting fight is the second fight.
Joanna.
And Jessica.
Versus that.
Andrade.
Yeah, this girl is, the Jessica chick is, she's like a little cyborg. She fights just like
Look
her.
Look at her neck five. Looks intense.
What?
Neck and shoulders.
16-5.
Yeah, but I watch her fight, man. She can fucking throw. She just keeps moving forward.
You talk about them as if, like, they can fight instead of, like, because the other option is that they can't, whereas you never can talk about a man, like, he actually knows how to fight. It was never a thing you'd say. You'd
Does
talk about
Joanna look like Tony Hinchcliffe in drag?
That's a good point, Ari.
Yeah.
No, I think she looks like Tony Hinchcliffe regular.
Oh. Do you think she's hot? Everyone says she's hot. I think she's cool.
I disagree. But her opponent's 4-2 in her last six fights. It's like,
Yeah.
You think she has a shot, actually?
Who?
Is what you're saying?
Like, I watched her fight that Angela Hill. She kept the pressure going. Now, look at Eddie Alvarez, man. Fall to the FX card. Man, that's a fall, huh?
I forgot, yeah.
Wait, he just lost his last fight. It was a
for a championship. Fight. It was a huge fight. Did huge numbers. Now he's on the FX card.
He's headlining the prelims. I think he got kind of was like the luck of this draw because you're like, you win this, neither one of you get a title shot. Where the other five kind of have something. I mean, two of them are title shots. The other three kind of have more at stake. But if Alvarez loses this, yeah, he's done. But Dude, I mean,
I don't think he's done.
He's not done, but it doesn't. He's not in the
title hunt for a long time.
That's what I mean. If you, this is like whether you're, do I go to the back of the line or do I stay in the fucking right in the pack?
You UFC fighter, Sal?
I'm not a UFC fighter.
I mean, are you in the UFC?
I'm not a huge fan, but
now
I
you
did.
Tell us. That's a whole different podcast.
I did. I cornered two fights,
what?
Two MMA fights. Yeah, my buddy's an amateur MMA fighter,
what?
And I've cornered both of them out with the Novo.
What were your notes?
Dude, it's funny. Like, so the first one, he went three. It's three rounds, and the guy kept catching his kicks, and I just, he's all tired. He's like, "What do I do?" And I don't know dick about it, right? And I'm like, "Just punch him, man. Just punch him." And he started just fuck. That's what he did. He stuck with what he knew, and then he won the decision. The other one, you can see it on YouTube. He knocks the guy out in a minute.
Wow.
And fucking clocks him cold.
What?
That's what I'm going to do to you.
Ari.
Good
luck.
A lot of people talking about this fight.
Good luck. You know, Jason Ellis fought for the first time. Kicking the cage, and he won his fight. Choked the guy out.
It was this week, right?
What? It was this week, yeah.
I met some people that were talking about it. They were
Jason Ellis.
Jason Ellis
fought for real. He had his first legit fight.
Wow. How old is he?
Go back to this card. 45, I'm gonna keep
46.
Wow. What's the third one there? Maya
versus Masvidal. Jorge Masvidal. George Masvidal.
I want Masvidal. I'm not a Damian Maya fan. I don't know, man.
I'm not either. I think he's.
Fights out of Denver, which I like.
It's just, I like strikers.
Same.
I'm a striker guy.
Same.
You know,
yeah.
Ground pound's great, but I don't want it to be your only thing.
Straight fights. Jesus.
What?
Henry Cejudo, Sergio Pettis, that's a good fight, too.
Well, this is
that
a
on
big
the main,
jump.
Is that on the main card or is that
on
the undercard?
Yeah, it's on the main card. It's the first card.
Damian Myers won six straight fights. He's got to get a title shot soon.
Well, I think
that's
like, if
saying,
he wins
yeah.
this, it's kind of like he should.
What does he fight at?
Middleweight. 185.
Well, whatever Dimitri Martin does.
Oh, we're talking about
Dimitri Martin. Dimitri Johnson.
Dimitri Martin fights at about 90. Hey, he's in Tony's weight class.
He's welterweight. He's screaming. He's welterweight.
125?
What? Welterweight's 170.
No.
Yes.
Sergio
we're not talking
Pettis?
About them. We're talking about Maya.
Yeah, we're talking about Maya.
Oh. Yeah.
170. Who's the title holder there?
That is Tyrone Woodley.
Woodley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nobody will fight him.
Soon.
Nobody wants to fight Woodley.
Maya will.
Look at these six fights. Decision, whatever. He came off two losses. Fine. But then decision, submission.
Well, one of them was against – one of his losses was against Anderson Silva when Anderson Silva went fully retarded. It was just running around the ring. Trying to act like he's a badass.
Pulled out of the last card because he was like, I wanted, who did he want? Like Jacare or somebody crazy or a title. He's
yeah.
like, I either want a title shot or
No, he wanted to fight the Soldier of God. What's his name?
Or I want
Romero.
Yeah. He wanted him or he's going to retire.
But he's like, it should be for an interim title. It's like, why? What's wrong with the title holder now?
Yep. And so then they wanted it for an interim title, and then they wouldn't give him that, so he just pulled out at 212 last night.
No. He didn't pull out just because of that, because his opponent just got banned.
Yeah, for smoking weed still. We're still doing weed.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so now that he has no fight there, he goes, okay, now let me have my fight. But I don't see why it would be a what's it called?
What?
When Michael Bisping is the guy, I guess he's being passed over, I guess.
Well, Bisping's taking that money fight, and I get it. It's a big money fight.
From his point of view, but the UFC, like, why not throw GSP against Anderson Silva?
Yeah, I'd rather have Anderson Silva versus GSP and have Bisping fight Yoel Romero. I'd rather that go. Put him on the same fucking fight card. Put him on the same fight card.
I would love to see, even if it's way too late, it is way too late.
I'm done with
it.
I don't want it at all for that exact reason. It's not the fight that we wanted. I'm done with Anderson Silva. I actually don't care to see him fight again. His last four fights were not entertaining at all. He's not going to fucking make a push for a belt.
Except the one with Nick Diaz.
So,
right?
otherwise, I just feel that this guy is kind of taking my money. It's kind of like a Mayweather fight where you're like, hey, watch me maybe get 50-0 against the, you know, it's like, yeah, but it doesn't really matter. So why put somebody in harm's way and make them get concussively struck again for a fight that's meaningless? For a fight that I wanted 6 years ago.
Well, I mean, the reason I don't mind the fight because it's a good tune-up fight for George St. Pierre. You know, go right in against Bisping, that's a hard fight to come.
I don't know
right
if it is,
into.
Though. I don't know if him, if he's really in great shape and not 42, like, what's his, like, Spider. Him taking down Spider and ground and pounding him for two rounds, is that really a good tune-up for him? Or is it just dangerous for a 42-year-old?
Well, I mean, he...
Once he lost to Weidman, he lost to Weidman again. I had to get my nipple pierced for that.
Then his other two fights, nothing happened.
Nick Diaz, he got popped. You know, he tested positive on that one, but he won. Bisping, he lost. Cormier, he lost. And it's like, why would you get another fight against Bisping? You already lost to him, and now he's the title holder. You lost to him a year ago.
Why should he get a Romero fight?
Brunson.
What has he done to earn the Romero fight other than have like a name?
He barely beat Brunson.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a decision. It's like,
he
why would
really
you
didn't even beat him.
Man? I get it. You were great to the UFC. But
go fight in Bellator. That's where they should go.
That's now that I could get behind. That I could get behind. But I think you're just putting all these fighters who are, you know, 2, 3, 4, or 5 contender. You're putting them in harm's way and making them take striking for a meaningless fight where it's just a cash grab. I would have the same feeling that they had watching a fight that I had watching Pacquiao Mayweather 6 years later than I wanted it, and they dance around and nothing happens for 12 rounds, and I'm like, this isn't the fight I wanted. You were just going to take my money all along.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
To me.
I agree.
I think the UFC's in trouble.
I agree. You're right. That fight should not happen. It ruined both of their legacies.
Speaking of striking, Ari, how's the ladies going out in New York back? I know you were banging Filipino boys for a while. Is it weird to have to adjust your game?
It's weird because my sex drive, I think, has gone down a little bit. I had sex with one girl. I don't know. And then I tested clean for STDs, so now I can fuck without condoms again, you know?
Dude, wait till you try to fuck with those bad ribs. It was killing me.
Without condoms again.
No. It was just killing. It's hard to fuck.
Maybe get an STD.
It's hard to fuck with the bad ribs, bro. Tate really did a real number on me.
Fuck with bad ribs.
My ribs are back. Took me 3 weeks, though. 3 weeks. You know what you got to do? Massage it. Just a lot of hard taps. Acupuncture. Try acupuncture on your bruise.
I got to be honest, Tripoli, just so you know, in fairness, I have to tell you about this, because if we are going to be fighting, I did a considerable amount of yoga while I was gone.
Oh, shit. That's why you're in such great shape.
Probably 7 times. So just so
Whoa,
you know.
7 times in 100 days? You are on fire.
105, yeah.
Are you guys going to have an MMA fight?
What's your belt in yoga?
Was that his first name or last name, yoga?
Is it really happening? There's a real date to the fight?
No. We're
we're not going to get those fucking subscribers.
No,
so it's never,
people don't seem interested. I've been making bets on BetDSI. I've been doing parlays every...
Oh, I know.
I get really close.
I know you do.
Really close.
Don't I hear it all the time?
I try.
You have that. First of all, you have that gambling blood in you with your father, who's a good gambler.
Yeah.
And you are starting now, thanks to our good friends at BetDSI, to send me the text of a gambler. Every which way. I call it Notre Dame math. Because Notre Dame football fans always have the same math. Dude, we beat Florida State, and Florida State beat Miami, so we should be number one. I'm like, you have 3 losses.
Yeah.
Sam has these, like, incredible. Right? Sam has these, like, incredible, like, bro, I hit 11 out of, fuck, a 31-thing parlay. He's throwing things in parlays at BetDSI that I didn't even know you could parlay. But he's like, but, dude, it's only $10. If I hit, I got 7,000.
Dude, if I see odds, like, plus 10,000, I'll throw 10 on it.
There's a reason that's happening.
I know, but it's $10.
You bet a $10 on a coin toss that it would land straight up and down.
If I knew I could get some good odds on it, I'd just try it. What's the most you've ever bet?
Bet or won?
Bet or won.
No, I've just not much. I caught a few hundred in Vegas maybe at a blackjack, but that's all I do, blackjack and roulette.
I had 4 ace splits. On a $50 hand and hit a 1 on 3 of the 4. That was the most exciting.
How much?
So
what'd you win?
I had a $50 bet, and then I split it, so I had to put another 50 out, and they got a split on that, and then put another. So I had
200
on one hand. Two of them hit blackjack. One of them just won at a 20, and then the other one I lost.
So, wow.
So yeah, but yeah, it was time and a half on all those. So, on and mind you, I was like sitting at that table with like $200.
That's Tebow all in. They call him Hail Mary Pass Tebow.
I've never done a parlay where I didn't lose the first thing.
I've also three times hit a 10-team $20 parlay in the NFL.
And how much did you win?
Whatever that is, like 170 plus whatever that. What are the odds of that? Whatever you hit one on 10-team parlay. So if you
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was like $1,200 or something crazy like that.
Remember?
And you won the money?
Three different times in my life.
Remember, Gabe won me $500. Like, he told me who to pick, like, on a $20 bet, and I won $500.
He did pick it pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gabe knows. Sammy doesn't want me to call him.
I bet Canelo
I love Gabe.
To win by majority decision. I didn't think it would be so sloppy one side.
If I didn't bet on that fight, but if I would have bet on that fight, I either would have picked Canelo unanimous decision or Canelo some sort of TKO. Not go any way is similar to that whatsoever.
Some great boxing fights coming up, Ari. Some great boxing fights.
Really?
But real quick, guys, keeping on the talk of the bets, there is a lot of great boxing coming up. And that's a great place for you to make money, and we will be talking about who to pick and where your pick should go. But how'd you like $10 free to gamble with? Go to BetDSA.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $10 to gamble with. You can throw it on a crazy parlay. You can bet on anything that you want there. And our guys at Punch, our friends at BetDSA.com are great. A lot of our fans are winning, and you know that's where they're winning is parlays.
Yeah,
and
they're winning with Punch.
That's like where it's like your first taste is free. Those parlays, hey, man, we'll give your first taste is free, but then you're hooked.
Then
and
you're
NFL, chasing. I can't wait for NFL parlays.
Everybody's talking about the NFL quarterback. You a Browns fan?
Big Browns fan. It sucks. But the draft was good.
Yeah, good draft.
It was a good draft. We'll see. Still no one to throw the ball.
Do you think that Connor boxing fight's ever going to happen?
I hear it's hit some snags.
I almost guarantee it will.
It's going to happen. But
Dana's talking about it now. It's not like, fuck you, it's never going to happen. He goes, this date got taken.
Yeah.
It's a different tune.
GGG and Canelo took the date.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez, Saul Alvarez, September 16th, I believe in Vegas.
Yep.
That's
going to be a good fight.
That's going to be a good
Who
fight.
Who do you got in that?
Right now, I have Gennady, but I'll tell you what, we've never seen, and I was saying this on the Patreon podcast, we've never seen Saul Alvarez hurt. We've never seen him in trouble. Ari taking a quick piss. We've never seen him in trouble. We've never seen him hurt. We've never seen him knocked down. We've never seen him on the ropes taking damage. This will be his toughest test. This will be the hardest he's been punched. But we've never seen him. He's walked right through everybody's shit.
Mayweather just was defensive, did no real damage.
And he was also 22 at the time.
Yep.
I mean, that's like, you know, Kobe's second or third year. Yeah, you know the guy's going to be one of the greats, but he wasn't ready for the prime time yet. He got thrown into it. But he was, you know, I think, right? I mean, if he fought him 4 years later, I think that would have been a different fight. And that's why Mayweather didn't fight. He knew. I got to beat this kid now. I can't fight
he
him.
Knew.
I can't fight him when he's 25, 26. He's like, I can beat this kid now, but I'm not, you know, he's
be
getting good.
Good fight, dude.
Be interesting to see what they throw on the undercard of that. If they really want to make a cash cow. I'm also excited for Ward and
Kovalev.
Kovalev, too. That's June 17th. That's in about a month.
Where's that fight?
I believe it's at the MGM. I'm not 100% sure. Look that up, Johnny.
Yeah, it's in Las Vegas.
It's in Vegas, but I think it's at the MGM. But that – and, dude, that last fight, I mean – Sam and I are very good friends with Kovalev. Went to a basketball game with him and took pictures. Everything's pretty much
Mandalay Bay.
Best friends. Mandalay Bay is where that is. Thank you, Johnny. So that'll be a good fight. And I think Kovalev won that last fight. I mean, knock Ward down. It was the only knockdown of his career, but of the fight. And if that's an even fight, which everyone had it even, and you just don't account for that knockdown being what sways your opinion.
You know, Sal from Sal's Comedy Hole,
of course,
says that he thought was blowback or payback for the Russians interfering in the election. I'm like, you're so retarded.
It doesn't sound like something Sal would say.
Who's it sound like, me?
No. It sounds like something exactly like he would say. What you mean was why he smoked a cigar and slurred that theory? this is the goddamn Russians' fault. That's who it is.
I wonder if it was in Russia, it'd probably go the other way. I think Kovalev's going to do some damage in this one. I think Kovalev's going to push it the pace a lot harder and go for it. Who has the hottest ring girls? UFC or boxing? MMA or boxing? Like the under?
I never been. I was like, just me.
Since I was there, I think UFC. We were making fun of those girls.
I love Mexican chicks.
UFC girls are hot, but I will say that maybe boxing, because they're kind of like, they come and go. They don't like promote them. So you almost be like, oh, I can give you some drugs and we could fuck tonight.
Yeah.
The only cheerleaders that I notice at sporting events are NBA. Because when they stop the action, they put them on the Jumbotron and you're close to them. You're forced to watch them dance every 11 minutes. Yeah.
Dude, that guy
NFL, I could. I've never seen an NFL cheerleader live, and I've been to probably 18 NFL games in my life.
They don't have that guy.
Yeah, they do. I'm just not looking at him.
Oh. The San Diego guy jerking off during the fucking cheerleader.
Just watching, yanking it.
Yeah. Really? That guy couldn't help it.
But it's like stone face, so hot, like so hot.
So hot, and someone's like, I think that guy's jerking off.
At a Chargers game?
And that's never a gray area. Jerking off in public is like never a gray area.
I don't know, man, because it was
I've grabbed my dick and adjusted it.
Look it up, dude. Will you look it up, Johnny?
I thought I was on the screen.
He was trying to do it so nobody saw. So it's like, you don't have to take that guy. He's being a creep, but to himself, like he should.
Right here, right? I mean, you gotta really want to be staring at his dick to know that he's doing that. Am I wrong?
Well, there's this Chargers security guard?
Yeah.
Is that a Chargers game? That's Chargers?
What the
fuck? Yeah, San Diego Chargers.
He loves those cheerleaders. Hey, man, that's what you call a fan.
This looks like a sketch video.
Ari, a little baseball. What's going on with this ref? This ump. What happened with the ump?
I don't know about this.
Something Joe West, is that his name?
Joe Madden?
That is an umpire's name.
And something about he had it went 18 innings. It was Yankees versus Cubs.
The Cubs, yeah, I saw most of that game.
And this guy had a crazy strike zone because he's kind of known for wanting to be an intentional. You don't know this, Aaron?
Crazy big or small?
I couldn't watch the game because it was on ESPN and I don't have cable. But
everybody's striking out left and right.
Yeah, it's 48 strikeouts.
I got you.
Okay. There were 46 strikeouts in the game.
48.
How do you trim baseball?
It was 18 innings, so that's two games, but you're still talking about 23 strikeouts.
How do you trim baseball, Art?
Yeah,
how
that's 48 strikeouts and 54 possible.
I wouldn't trim it down. The game didn't last very long. It was the longest game in interleague rival history and not the longest time in interleague rival history. That game moved. That game moved at a good pace.
18 innings.
Well, yeah, 18 innings is 18 innings. You can't stop him from playing the full game. But you're just saying, like, how do you keep the game's shorter time period? Not length. If they play for 37 innings, it's going to go long. But that's not the problem. One team scores, the other team matches them. That'll keep going. That's fine.
Do you think that they need to have a shot clock in baseball?
No. I think the pace moves fine. I think we all expect a three-hour game, and that's about what it is. Yeah, but I would like to say that the rebuilding New York Yankees have the best record in baseball.
Really?
Are they ahead of the Nationals?
Are they 700 over Washington?
Over Washington. They lost two straight. New York's won six in a row. And New York's only up half a game over Baltimore.
Wow.
Best record in baseball. Now, I'll say it here first.
Will you go down to the National League, see what the Dodgers are doing?
This Aaron Judge guy, who everyone's talking about, I'm telling you right now, he's going to finish hitting below 280.
Who's Aaron Judge?
Who's Aaron Judge?
He's
MVP candidate, rookie of the year.
Oh, the 6'7" guy?
6'7", looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger teeth.
Taking baseball by storm?
There he is.
Who's Aaron Judge? He's huge.
I'm telling you right now, he's going to finish with under 30 home runs and under 280 batting average. It's going to catch up. It's going to go down, down, down.
Why do you say that?
Because he was never supposed to be this guy. They're going to start planning for him now. It just ain't going to be this thing.
He could, and
now that everybody's talking about him, the pressure's going to get to him.
He could be a situation where he has
nobody's thinking about him, so he just hits some home runs. All of a sudden, he's like, "Wait, you have 10 home runs? Wait, you have 11? You have 12? You have 13?"
You know, it's crazy, Aaron.
Talking about it
In the NL Central, it's gearing up to be the same thing it was 2 years ago. Right now, I think 2.5 games separate last to first.
Yeah, and who's number one, baby?
I mean, you guys by like half a game to three other teams.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah. We'll take it. You got one game on the Cubs. You got half a game on the Reds. The Reds are kind of playing some – but, I mean, look at that. If you look at that, everybody's just about 500 except for the Nationals and Yankees. Rockies are playing good too.
Yeah.
And Baltimore.
Rockies
are 6-5. Matt Harvey.
Apparently he doesn't know how to follow rules.
Doesn't want to play by the rules. He's a dark knight.
Played by his own rules.
Played by his own rules.
I hate all those nicknames that they have. I think that's fucking ESPN bullshit.
ESPN is garbage right now. Thor. Garbage! Stop. I can't watch it. Are you an Indians fan?
Yeah, I'm a big Indians fan. I used to work at the ballpark in the 90s, saw two World Series.
What was the weirdest thing you've ever seen there, working there?
I don't know, weirdest. I mean, I saw Mark McGwire hit one of the 73.
Oh, that's great.
It was fucking great. Like, it was going to leave the stadium, but it hit the light pole and bounced way back in.
You think that's something? I pitched two of those home runs.
Yeah, Ari was a pitcher.
Shut up.
Yeah, he had a brief stint.
Not the best.
Not the best. It was very quick.
Games.
He got up, you're like, whoa, hold on. How's this guy in this fucking game? Pulled him. I mean, never played again.
They found out.
They found out quick. What was your pitch?
He had 16.
The knuckleball?
No, he had 16 pitches.
Quick pitch. He was a quick pitch guy. I'd be like, hold on, we don't have to throw it.
Yeah. He also had the 11 knuckle ball, which required a friend to help him throw it.
Yeah. I do the roller where it like roll, and then there's a rock right before home plate, and it bounces up into the strike zone.
Oh, I love that.
You do that classic one where you fake
a pitch.
You fake a fight with the catcher, and then you throw your mitt at him, and then when he opens up the mitt, the ball's in it, and it's strike three.
Strike? Yeah, the old potato throw. Yeah.
I like that one.
It's called the Trojan horse pitch.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Like cricket.
That's so stupid.
So there's this rookie, and he's like hitting a million home runs in baseball, right? And
everyone's on home runs.
And now he's like, everyone thinks he's on fucking roids, right?
No, he's just a massive dude.
He's massive, yeah.
No, not this guy. I'm talking, isn't there a guy on like the Twins or Milwaukee?
Curry
Puckett. Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's fucking ripped as shit.
Yeah, let's see him.
He's been in Korea for 2 years, and he's
dude's in fucking jacked. Korea. They should see what they do is they
Eric Thames is his name.
They shoot the dogs full of roids, and then you eat the dogs,
and that juices you up.
Dude, I saw a dog on a menu.
You did? Did you eat it?
It was kind of left over in a storefront window, so it wasn't like fresh.
Was it roadkill and you're confused?
No, man. It was full on dog. I mean, I asked them what it was. They said,
were you thinking about maybe getting the kid you were fucking a puppy?
That's so gross.
I don't want a relationship, bro. I don't want a relationship.
Oh, no. You just hit it, quit it, Frankie Mercury.
You don't have a presence. That's a bad precedent.
Freddie Mercury style?
Yeah, they didn't quit it. No, this is your disease now, not mine.
So you glad to be back, Ari? What's
he iffy? He looks sad.
You gave a nice so-so, so everybody knows.
I'm looking at pictures of my friends on Facebook that I met out there.
Oh, you're like, all your buddies, Bangkok and Chungka and Hakma and Chakka.
Westerling traveling friends, and those pictures of it's just like it was so fun out there. It's just so fun.
Ari, did you break it to them that all their World Series and Super Bowl T-shirts, those teams did win? Did you break it to them, or did you just let them wear the shirts?
Dude, I saw the best shirt. I mean, I have regrets. I have regrets.
Yeah, like you're blown out asshole. Not
I should have had you get me a '98 and 2016 Falcons Super Bowl champ shirt.
I saw a shirt.
Yeah.
It was neon blue, which I didn't even know there was a neon blue.
I am listening.
Are you? Because you don't look like you are.
I am. It's neon blue.
And it was a New England Patriots shirt. And it was a fucking Asian kid, a Chinese tourist,
Patriots.
In front of the Angkor Wat temples in Cambodia. Perfect sun to get a picture. And I didn't get a picture with him.
Was it New England? Ratriots? Was there a W in the England?
It should have been New England Ratriots. No, it was New England Ratriots.
Okay.
Everything else is fine.
I'm fine with that.
Blue. Not good. Their colors.
Good joke.
What kind of sports do the Ratriots play?
I'm not positive.
Are they racing or raping? Are they race raping? Ratriots.
I don't know, but man, they were some cool shirts. A New York Knicks world champion shirt. And I'm like, when's this from? When was this even made? When was this even be a thing where they thought maybe?
They were halftime of the game. Halftime of the game, they start printing them.
They had to do that while OJ was on the run. That was the last time the Knicks went to finals.
That's right. They start printing both.
OJ Simpson in the Bronco. That was the last time the Knicks went to the finals.
No way, really? Well, I love when these big market teams can't do shit.
Did that happen to go to Game 7?
That did, and that was the famous.
That's why they made those shirts.
John Stark shit the bed. No, that was that against Houston?
If that went 7, that's why those shirts
San Antonio.
Exist.
John Stark
was one of the best with least amount of talent of all time. The jam he had.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. It's just like Pat Riley needed to be like, dude, it's not your day. Sit down. 2 for 17. Stop shooting.
You weren't drafted.
You were bagging groceries 2 years ago. And then, of course, J.J. Reich had his famous John Starks game against Houston.
That was a badass team. Like Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley.
Talk about banging kids. You remember he got arrested for that?
Anthony Mason?
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah, and they traded Anthony Mason for Larry Johnson.
Did he go to jail for that?
Come on, he was a Knick at the time. They worked
it out. Wait, they got Johnson back from that?
No, Johnson and Anthony Mason got traded.
I heard this great story from Rich Voss about Anthony Mason. He was in New York doing a club, and they heard Anthony Mason was in the crowd. And he goes, hey, he's like, are you NBA? He's like, Anthony Mason. He's like, here. He had a card. He goes, here's a card. Can you get Michael Jordan's autograph for me?
He said that to Anthony Mason?
Yeah, at the club.
Did Anthony Mason beat the shit out of him?
No. You know, it's like as we're like comics and we're like, you know, you meet people, you're on the road, or you're just having coffee, or you're at a party and you meet some friends, but you're not in a comedy world. And people are like, oh, you do comedy? Oh, tell me some of your skits. They'll always say dumb little things. We always get asked, like, oh, do you know Seinfeld, or do you know Louis C.K.? They always get, like, the super celebrity, and that's what they want to talk about. I wonder how many NBA players, you know, like you're a John Stark. You're like, dude, oh, you're a basketball guy? Hey, do you know Michael Jordan? You know what I mean? They must be like, dude, I'm fucking John Stark. Like, I'm the starter for the Knicks. Right. Why are you talking to me about Jordan right now?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, they probably did happen, but then they went back to banging all their fucking basketball wife chicks and all the strippers. Dude, Carmelo Anthony got a stripper pregnant.
Right.
It's like, dude, what are you doing? That girl just hit the lottery.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
They call her the fight nanny of the NBA.
I wouldn't even want to. It's not the fact that he knocked her up and she's keeping this kid. It's the fact that he now has to talk to this twat for a while and deal with this dingbat.
No, she's going to try to get fucking money.
Yeah, but
like,
still,
this baby's going to be having to drive around in fucking like Teslas and fucking Gucci.
Of course.
I mean, she just won the lottery. Just won the lottery.
To some extent.
To some extent,
mm-hmm.
To a lot of extent.
I mean, she didn't get like $100 million, but she's set for the rest of her life.
Wow. Oh yeah, but I mean, it's not going to help her like grow as a person or read books or anything.
Oh, that's
you think
point,
that was happening anyway?
Yeah.
You think she spent a lot of this money on some of the classics, Ari?
Her PhD didn't get derailed. You're saying?
You know, I really should get an autographed Gatsby.
She must be so hot. I bet she saw. Can you look it up? See if she can find a stripper that he knocked up.
Is there a stripper you don't like, though?
I love black strippers. I'm really getting into them.
Wow, you're getting into those now?
More.
Oh, wow.
More than before.
More
dude, but before
stripper.
You're like, hey, I unfollowed all the black strippers.
No, I never unfollowed them.
That's the wife.
That's the wife.
Oh, he's still married.
Oh, he was. They're getting divorced. Doesn't show her.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, she must be so hot. Or she just snagglefoot. Look, is that her?
No, that's his wife.
That's the wife.
That the one up there is the wife?
That's the one that won the lottery.
His wife is Lala.
Yeah, she was an MTV VJ.
That's the lottery winner right there.
Women can move up.
She's taking half his shit. Yeah. He's just going to have to give this
he's
bitch.
Got a fucking prenup.
You think?
Yeah.
You sure of it?
I mean, yeah, I'm not his legal counsel, so I can't say for sure.
No, I'm just saying. He's dumb enough to spray a stripper
down. I know I'm a lawyer.
He's dumb enough to come inside of a stripper. He's dumb enough to marry some twat without getting a prenup.
Jeez, you are just...
He's always said, like, he's not married. She is. That's his quote always, which is fucking baller.
He always says that?
Oh, wow.
Well, if she agreed to that, then I'm down.
Would you see that on a t-shirt in Thailand? Unbelievable.
I mean, that should just be – this article's title, Inside the Tumultuous Marriage of Lala and Carmelo Anthony. It should just be inside the tumultuous marriage of an NBA player and a reality star.
Exactly.
That's always going to be tumultuous. Look at every Kardashian and every NBA player ever.
That's why the Cavs
are
winning.
What other options is there?
Reality star, NBA player.
Got rid of Khloe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, because he wanted to win a championship.
Exactly, dude.
Let me ask you something, dude.
Who is she banging?
Who is the celebrity guy?
She was banging Tristan Thompson.
Oh, that's who it was. Okay.
Who is the male celebrity that is famous for doing nothing?
Oh, Kevin Federline.
Puck. But he's not a celebrity.
No, good point.
Puck.
What do you mean he's just like a reality star just like being alive?
Yeah, equivalent to Kardashians is what you're saying.
Oh, like the Kardashian. We're like, why
Amber Rose?
All of the princes, like Prince Harry, both those guys.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Princes. Well, born
both those two are good
it's my
looking.
My theory that they run the world, so they might be famous for something.
I mean, I maybe they do when they will, but right now, that 20-year-old and the fucking 17-year-old. They just get up and go get coffee, and they get followed. They don't do anything. Maybe they will one day be in control of.
So you put them in the same.
I see what you're saying, Sam. They were born into fame, whereas the Kardashians just like suddenly became famous for being famous.
There's a ton of these chicks.
Three of them were born into fame.
There's Amber Rose, the Kardashians. There's just women who are just famous for being women, and they're like, and they, what is that? What? It's so weird. It's so, like, you see these women that are with their husbands at these fucking, like, sports award show. They're like, we did it. We won it. You didn't do nothing.
Yeah. It's like Instagram girls.
Instagram girls have to take pictures.
I mean, trust me, those Kardashians take a
What's
lot
Amber
of pictures.
What's Amber Rose doing?
They do.
She just fucked famous guys. She's so hot, though.
She's so hot. That is a talent, man. That's a skill, especially when men are into hotness.
Oh,
I don't think she's hot.
God. But she's just garbage. She's hot.
You think
garbage.
She's hot?
She looks like she's from the future.
I love her.
I don't like that.
Oh, Amber Rose?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm out.
Look up Amber Rose. I don't know what she looks like.
That's my monkey DNA is going crazy right now. But she's walking around she's probably demanding shit at restaurants. You know who I am? I'm Amber Rose. Yeah, you're the chick who took two famous guys' dicks.
Why fucked two
rappers, and now you're telling me I gotta give you extra hot sauce?
Wait, she's a tranny, right?
No. Hey, if that's a tranny, I'll fuck a tranny.
It's strange and weird. What is with her?
I'm out on that one.
You're out on Amber Rose?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I'm not into the body. I'm not into the face.
Same, everything. Body, face, hair.
I'm into the whole thing.
None of it.
I bet your asshole tastes like pink lemonade.
Doubt it.
Dude, this is the best about Sam Tripoli's taste in women. We had an acting class once, and there was this super young, like new, fresh to L.A. looking girl, and that I was like super into. I was like, oh, she's so hot and youthful. And then there was like this woman who was like, 29, 30, and you could tell, like, she's battled coke and, like, all this. And Sam was like, oh, that's my jam.
Yeah, that's
my guy.
That's
glasses.
That's why she's got his glasses right there. Scroll up.
We're close. Oh, I fucking eat her butt every night.
You guys can clang frames.
Every night, I just eat her butt.
No, I'm all out on that.
I breathe through her asshole like she's a snorkel. Oh, my God. You're not into that?
No, how could you get in it, he said, because it's so big.
I don't know. I would just...
The jaws of life.
I would just breathe. So excited. Why? Who's a chick that you're attracted to that you're like, I'm the only one who's attracted to her, Jason?
Oh, I don't think you're the only one attracted to her. I'm just saying everything about her is not my type.
What's your type? Who's your celebrity chick?
I mean, my like the gold standard was like Jennifer Love Hewitt about 6-7 years ago. Who's was the today? Gold anybody? Standard, huh?
Anybody?
Right now?
Kate Upton.
I mean, who doesn't like Kate Upton? But dude, that like bought with a heart on the shirt right there, if you go back one. Like, that was like, oh, fucking get out with that.
Nah. That's when belly was the new boob.
Yeah, now it's like they walk around with their pants fucking. They look like they got attacked by mountain lions.
You're right.
Right? What and then that? It's like this girl literally walked around the improv the other day in an outfit that could best be described as rape. She looked like she just got fucked on a pinball machine. I'm like, what is this look you're doing? And She had a rip in her pants, and it went up her ass crack. And I'm like, is this a look? Do I say something? You walk around with your asshole hanging out?
Do you need help?
Do you need to breathe through your asshole?
That's hilarious.
90s body? Go to 90s bodies. What's up with 90s bodies?
No, it's Jennifer Love Hewitt plus 90s body, so it's her in the 90s.
Oh. 90s bodies.
Oh, 90s were great. That was the end of greatness. And then all the fucking...
I like that young one.
What?
The super young one. Oops, I did it again.
Well, Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great in her prime.
Remember when Limp Bizkit, the lead singer, got in all this shit because he banged her? And I'm like, we would all bang her. Why are we giving him shit?
Fred Durst banged McPherson.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know who just ballooned out for a short time was... Kelly Clarkson's got straight up bingo wings. Like straight, I want to get her a shake weight.
She always was big.
And then Christina Aguilera goes back and forth from just big ass bitch.
Oh, my favorite Christina Aguilera interview. She comes in right after she has a baby.
And I still hit it.
She lost all this weight, but she's breastfeeding. She's got massive boobs. And she walked into Ellen with like cleavage out, these massive boobs. And she sits down. She's jiggling all the way to the stage.
I love it.
And Ellen just stares at her tits. I mean, just stares at her. Yeah. Like, she can't even help it. And then she's like, eventually looks up. She's like, so you had a baby?
Yeah. See, I like sloppy Christina Aguilera over like super thin. Like, I'm all about that.
I'm out on this one, too.
What?
Aguilera, never liked her.
Who are you in on?
Too much.
Show me what you got.
Who are you in on, then?
Who are you in on?
You like Tony Danza's daughter?
Oh, yeah, I always liked her growing up. She, you know, a little longer than two.
Milano, who's been
oh, you know who's hot is that girl that used to be in those Wizard movies. What's her name?
Oh, fuck. The one who's in the circle now?
Yep. What's that shit? What's her name?
Hermione?
Emma Watson.
Yep. She's hot now.
You like chicks who could be boys. That's what you're into.
Both of the ones you just picked clearly look like trannies. No. But, yeah, no, I love
Emma
a nice
Rose doesn't
fucking...
look like a tranny. She looks like she's a fucking straight from World Star Hip Hop.
She's
fat ass.
She does look kind of like Jennifer Love Hewitt, though. Yeah. I could see look.
Yeah. I like if you can wake up and just look as pretty much as hot as you're gonna look if you get super dolled up. Like I like that. Like both of those chicks you just showed me have to look like monsters when they wake up. And then they have three people spray paint them for an hour and a half, and then they go out and...
Who's that? Tebow likes that. That's what Tebow likes.
That's Amber Rose.
Amber Rose looking like
that's
powder.
That's not Amber Rose.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Without it is that. Amber
it's
Rose.
It's like powder,
holy
dude.
Fuck.
I rest my case.
That looks like a wax museum.
Sam just tried to insult me with the girl that he just said that he's in love with.
I think it was a comment.
That looks like the kind of bullshit Tebow likes. Yeah. Let's give him this gargoyle.
You're very sensitive today. So what did we learn today? Tell us about your CD. Really push it.
I mean, recorded at the San Francisco Punchline, comes out on Friday. You know, a little Dago, talk about my family, talk about Cleveland, talk about SF, talk about living in East Hollywood, mules, pandas, Portland, Spike Lee.
Mules, Panda, Portland, Spike Lee.
That should be your merch.
Your last name so they can... So
Sal Kalani, S-A-L... And then C-A-L-A-N-N-I. Little Dago, D-A-G-O, coming out.
All right. Ari, great show today. It flew, right?
Good job.
I think it flew.
Couple quick things, guys. Don't forget to go to Caveman Coffee, cavemancoffeeco.com. They got all kinds of stuff there. Now they're getting into chocolates. Now they're getting into caramels. Now they're getting into teas. Now they got Ari, have you had the nitro tea yet?
No, I like tea without caffeine.
Oh, really? Then you don't really like tea. That's like saying I like snorting flour, but I don't like the effects of cocaine. I'm just going to snort nothing.
The taste of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And trust me, I like snorting stuff. I just don't like the feel of cocaine, so I just snort shit all day.
So weird.
You're an outsider, Ari.
I just defend everyone.
No, not Sam and I.
Not once.
Nope. Yes, I do.
Sam?
I don't remember that.
Neither do I.
We'll read back the minutes, Johnny.
At what point, read them back.
Did she ever say anything positive to me?
I just want
to
thank Johnny for defending her.
I always say positive things.
Positive, yes or no?
I always say positive things.
Shut up.
Oh, it's good to have Ari.
Go to kmancoffeeco.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 15% off of anything you guys want coffee. They have every single thing that you want. If you're a coffee snob or you love coffee, that is one of the best places to go, and that's a great way to support the show. Also, if you're going to go to Amazon and do any shopping, why not help out the show that way? Everyone's got to go to Amazon anyway.
You got to go.
Go to punchdrunksports.com. Click the Amazon link in the corner, and that'll just send you straight to Amazon. You can do whatever shopping you want.
We're 3 weeks out on this website.
And that'll help us.
Oh, my God, again?
That'll help us help the show out.
That means before I get there, you'll have a new website.
And if you want to buy merch, we got a bunch of Punch Drunk shirts that are up. Go to comedytshirts.com. That one comes in a couple different colors. Allcomedytshirts.com.
Comedy shows. Wear them down to comedy shows. Represent.
Represent.
People always come up wearing Punch Drunk stuff, and I love
it. There's some nice ones. I do like these. We have some nice shirts. Red State Teeb. I love that shirt.
Spoiler Alerts Comedy Club. Why Would I Lie? The Diabolical Sam Tripoli. Hey, Ari, you made a shirt for the Boston Brontosauruses. Remember when Gomez was in, and we were trying to get him to name every single team? And he goes... Boston, and we were trying to get him to say the Raptors.
Did you ever pay off that bet?
What was the bet?
Did you ever pay off the Tom and Bert Kreischer bet?
Yeah, I'm paying it off, but I left town. So now that I'm back, I saved that money. That's why I left, to save that money so I could pay it off.
Wait,
what was the bet with Gomez? Because I just wanted Legion of Skanks. I thought they were going to remind me what it was, but then we got sidetracked.
I don't remember what it was.
I thought it was to put an ad in... Yeah, that's their bet that they lost. They lost that bet, not us.
That's not what he's talking about.
If anybody remembers the bet I lost to Gomez, and you guys fucking helped them, by the way. Let me pay it off.
Guys, we're going to do a Patreon tonight or tomorrow at the Comedy Store. There's some big shows. We've been doing these once a week. Guys, we're up to 210. If you get up to 500, $5 a pop, I will fight Ari. I will fight Ari.
How many? 200.
Yeah, could you tweet it, Ari? Maybe tweet it. You ever think about that?
I didn't. No.
Okay. Well, they answered that.
I will.
We'll send you a link.
It's amazing that never dawned on you, since this entire very nice condominium in Manhattan that you're staying in was pretty much bought for by you tweeting things. So it's crazy that you haven't thought that the two of us couldn't even enjoy a tweet here or there, but I get it.
I get it.
I've been gone.
Yeah, I love
all
that.
All right, guys.
Can't wait till you're in the studio, Ari.
It was a great week for everybody. Tebow, you look great.
Thanks,
Sal,
guys.
Thanks for coming on.
For
Sal, good luck with everything.
Congrats on the life that you're living. Fight, Nanny.
Thank you.
And good luck with the Cavs.
And, hey, Aaron, we talked some baseball today.
Yay, Aaron.
It's a dream come true, guys.
There you go.
Now let's hope you can get your relationship together with your wife.
Take care, guys. Everybody, we'll see you next week. We got Lee Syed on next week. So we'll see you guys next week. Bye.